throne. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. We are welcoming you yet again to another edition of the Radio Biafra News Hour, coming to you live and direct from the studios of Radio Biafra here in London on this day, the 2nd of December in the year of our Lord 2013, the month that signals the end, the official end of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. I am excited, so are many people. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, wherever you are on this planet we call Earth, we say good morning, we say good afternoon, we say good evening, we say good night, depending on where you are in the world. That this is your radio station, this is Radio Biafra. We come to you every day, every evening, without fail, regardless of where we are in the world. You can get us by visiting www.radiobiafra.co. You can get us by going to peopleofbiafra.org, or you can go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. You must also download on your phone, on your tablet, on any of your portable devices, the Radio Biafra app. Radio Biafra has a bespoke application customized to be able to bring our coverage every blessed day direct to your phone. Any episode you miss, you can go and listen to it also on any of your handheld devices. If you go to Android Market, if you go to iTunes, type in Radio Biafra and download our app. We are the only indigenous broadcaster coming from anywhere close to the Zoological Republic of Nigeria with our own app. We have the largest listenership all over the world. We have the largest Facebook following anywhere in the world. That is why we are formidable. That is why we are Radio Biafra. And for those reasons and many more to come, Biafra is going to be with us on or before the 1st of January 2016. Nothing is going to stop it. For us to be able to accomplish that feat, we must make sure that the incorruptibility of this radio station, the sanctity of this radio station, is maintained. We cannot afford to sully our hands. We cannot afford to speak from both sides of the mouth. We cannot afford to deal with politicians in the zoo. We cannot afford to deal with those that have compromised. We cannot afford to deal with those that have impoverished our people, disenfranchised them, and rendered them destitute. That is why this radio station must go on proclaiming the gospel that is Biafra to the ends of the earth. That is why the gospel of Biafra, according to this radio station, Radio Biafra, is the ultimate. If you want to free yourself from the bondage called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, we are incorruptible. Radio Biafra is incorruptible. This radio station is whiter than white. We are whiter than snow itself. That is why we cannot retreat. That is why we cannot surrender. That is why we remain without fear in the presence of our enemies, regardless of how many they are. That is why Nigeria must crumble. Nigeria will fall. We will destroy it completely. It won't exist. They have killed our people. They are continuing to kill our people. And the zoo must not exist. They know it. They know it is coming. The day of reckoning is coming. We have said to them before. We tell them this evening, and we shall continue to remind them. that the zoo must come to an end. No amount of guns, ammunition, tanks, or soldiers can save them. The zoo is doomed. Nigeria is dead. Anybody with a relative in the north must bring them back, or else they will die there. If you leave your people in the north, you will bring them back in coffins. They will die there. The killing have already started. Barrister Mamesu is with me this evening to co-host this program. So also is Carol Monday. We welcome you once again. I will go to the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamesu, to please acknowledge the wonderful people of Biafra. These people are everywhere in the whole world. Please, barrister, go ahead. Barrister Mamesu, can you hear me? He cannot hear me. Carol Monday, please go ahead. Carol, can you hear me? Please go ahead.
Yes. Yes, Director, I'm here. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening to Biafrans worldwide.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We are going ahead this evening to bring our program.
Hello, Director, you cut me?
I didn't cut you. You stopped speaking.
No, I think there may be a fault in the line, because I was talking and I think it cut. It breaks sometimes on this line. I noticed this. I think there's so many callers trying to come in through your lines at the moment.
Please go ahead.
I was going to say we are preparing. It's Monday evening and we are preparing for tomorrow's Twitter Tuesday. Please not forget that. Back to you, Director.
Thank you very much. Tomorrow is our Twitter Tuesday. We are doing quite a lot. We are doing quite a lot and we shall continue to do so. We must continue to do so. Until Biafra comes, we are unrelenting. Hopefully, Barrister Mamesu will be able to join us later. This is Radio Biafra once again. We are coming to you live and direct from London on this day, the 2nd of December in the year of our Lord 2013. Wherever you are, once again, we welcome you. We tell you that this is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Let's see if the barrister is there. Please, barrister, acknowledge our people, please.
Director, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, I can hear you. Please go ahead.
My fellow dear friends and
Your line is bad. Come to us via Skype. It's not coming through. The line is not good. The line is not sustainable. You must come to us via a sustainable route. This is Radio Biafra once again. We welcome you wherever you are on this planet Earth. We must go on to bring you the news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day, the 2nd day of December. On the 2nd, we've started our countdown. In the next 29 days, Nigeria will no longer exist officially. Anything they are doing becomes borrowed. They are now living on borrowed time. On what they say is borrowed time. That is why today Boko Haram have commenced their daytime assault on the zoo. They have come out to begin to attack on the ground in broad daylight. Nigeria is beginning to disintegrate as we speak. It is coming to an end. There is news blackout. They are not reporting it. But Radio Biafra will go ahead to report and tell the world what is happening in the zoo. That the offensive by Boko Haram has begun. Their very ground push to make sure that the Islamic State in the north is established, that has begun. It has begun in earnest, and that is where we must go on this very evening to report by way of headlines and accompanying summary that 20 security men have been killed, 2 helicopters and others burned as troops pursue terrorists, as they claim. Asare Dokubo, my people were not consulted before Nigeria was formed, and as such should be allowed to go their separate ways. At least a confirmation that he listens to Radio Biafra. This is our famous line. It goes to show that people are listening to us. You did not hear it anywhere else apart from this radio station. Asare Dokubo, who is now firmly one of us, is towing the very line that we all believe in, that Biafra must come. He is a Biafran. President Jonathan's second term will serve Igbo interests better come 2015. But we know there will be no more time for him because he finishes as the Nigeria's last president. History will remember him as the last president of the zoo before it collapses. Pro-Amechi lawmaker decamps to weakest group. Whatever that means, it sounds like gossip to me. Atiku Abubakar, I did not steal to build my American University of Nigeria. American University of Nigeria. Amazing. 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 Those are the new headlines we are bringing you. Please, we must go ahead to also look at the news in detail. We must also report this very day that our main site is where you normally click to access Radio Biafra. On the right-hand side, even the donate button is missing from what we can see here from our studios. So please make sure that you inform people not to be disheartened. Once you log in, you should be able to listen to us immediately. If there are any difficulties where you are, if there is any loss in transmission, always click on the refresh button. If you cannot get through on the refresh button, what you need to do is to please make sure you go to an alternative listening post. Go to peopleofbiafra.org. Go to peopleofbiafra.org or indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, that this is Radio Biafra. Once again, we must proceed to bring you the news in greater detail. Unconfirmed report has it that over 20 security operatives were killed while two helicopters at the 79 Composite Group, Nigeria Air Force Base headquarters, were burnt down completely, including some staff quarters. This is even as one of the armored tankers belonging to the 7th Division was seized from the military by the attackers, but was later recovered when it was abandoned after it developed technical fault in the process of using it by the insurgents. Also, four innocent civilians, residents in Kofa, outskirts of Gomari Airport Ward, were shot dead by the insurgents on their way to escape through Kofa village, while two Michika youths operating a chemist patent medicine store, their names withheld, were slaughtered by the terrorists. Leader of the Niger Delta People's Volunteer Force, NDPVF, Mujahid Asare Dokubo, has said that his people were not consulted before the Nigerian nation was formed and as such should be allowed to go their separate ways. Dokubo, who spoke as the guest of the week on Liberty Radio monitored in Kaduna at the weekend, said, "We hope the people of Calabar, Boni, Nembe, Ijo, Okrika, Okoko, etc., having signed treaty with the British government, now want this treaty to be validated and we should be allowed to go our ways to become a separate country. We can then decide to form a union like the EU. Nigeria was not created with the consent of our people. Political engineering requires that consent of the people must be sought when a nation will be created. If the people agree to live together, it is okay. And the people cannot be forced to be together. This man listens to Radio Biafra. Now you can see how we are effectively determining the pace of the political discourse in the zoo. People are learning from us. And we must keep it up. You must keep supporting us. Because without us, this type of news will be coming out. That today, Asare Dokubo is saying they were not consulted. Who made that possible? Who brought that into the thinking of our people? It is through this radio station. We are exceptional. Chief Friday Nwosu is a political activist and the chieftain of the PDP in Abia State. In an interview with a correspondent, he spoke about the proposed national confab as well as how President Goodluck Jonathan's second term in office will serve Ndibo interest better. In other words, we shall allow Jonathan to go, which we support entirely, because that will hasten the breakup of the zoo. Anything to bring Nigeria to an end, we support it. 6 days after Governor Chibuike Amaechi of Rivers State and some G7 governors defected to the All Progressives Congress, Amaechi has suffered the same fate as the chief whip and one of the 27 pro-Amaechi lawmakers, Ebani Ikunyi, has decamped to the supervising Minister of Education in yet some wicked camp. This was even as the PDP in the state had vowed that it would not allow the flag of Governor Amaechi's party, the APC, anywhere in the state. Ikunyi, who is the lawmaker representing Andoni constituency in the assembly yesterday, announced his move to Wike's camp during the grassroots development initiatives in Ogu, Bolo, local government area, and World Executives Inauguration and Thanksgiving held in Ogu. In his speech in the event, the chief whip said he represented the political conscience of his people and had taken a firm decision. I represent the conscience of politics. When a lion moves, it moves with its tail. According to him, we are also reporting today that the criminality that is called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria never fails to amaze. Former Vice President Atiku Abubakar has disclosed that he used his personal resources to develop the American University of Nigeria, AUN, in Yola to its present status. Atiku spoke over the weekend at the 8th Annual Founders Day ceremony of the university in Yola. He recalled the events that preceded the establishment of the university with nostalgia as he paid tribute to the first president of the university, David Huiler. I recalled with deep emotions and tribute to the first president of the American University, David Huiler, whom I brought to the Virgin Land before the university project commenced. When I took Huiler to the Virgin Land on which the university stands today, he asked me where the university is, and I told him here. Atiku stated that towards the end of his tenure, people started to nurture the thinking that the university project will stop, as many thought that he was using his personal position to steal the money used in building the university. Towards the end of my tenure, Huiler left the university thinking that if I quit office, the university project will stop, thinking that I use the privileges of my office to steal funds to build the university. That doesn't make sense to me, but it's English language. I almost read it. But it is now glaring that I am not abusing my office to fund the university as it continues to grow year after I left the office, the former vice president said. That is the news and the accompanying news summary that we're bringing to you today. On the second day, as we have started our countdown towards the end of the zoo comes to an end 12 midnight, the 31st of December, this very year. In the next 29 days, Nigeria ceases to exist as a legitimate corporate entity. Anything you like, you can do. Anything you want, you can do. Because Nigeria will no longer become a viable entity. It loses its legal recognition conferred upon it by the British, conferred upon it by Frederick Lugard. Frederick Lugard's amalgamation will come to an end in the following weeks, in the following days, and that is how it's going to be. And the zoo will no longer exist. I will now go to Barrister Mamezu to see if he's with us. Barrister, can you hear me? Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me? No, I don't think he can. I do not think he can. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, can you hear me?
I can hear you now, please. Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry, Director. You know, technology sometimes can let you down. It wouldn't be Barrister Mamezu letting Director down or the whole Biafra is down, but technology. And of course, we do our best to bring it back to... Let me use the opportunity to thank our people and to bring you and welcome you to today's edition. Like yesterday, I wasn't with you, but today I am with you, if technology and the network will allow me to do so. I thank you wherever you are that you are joining us today to have our usual discussions and how we are bringing Biafra back to its restoration. And that's what we are doing here on Radio Biafra. We are not moving back. We are not taking any bribe, and we will not compromise. I, myself, will not take penny from anybody to forget about 3.7 and ongoing Biafrans who are dead, and many more are still dying. We just recall from the news Director just read, chemist. Who are the only chemists in this world? Biafrans. The Boko Haram, Hausa Fulani Boko Haram. We are escaping from where they have been caught. And they killed 4 Biafrans as they are running away. They say, name withheld. Why are they withholding it? Because they know they are Biafrans. They are particularly Igbo men, if not women. We know. We are aware. And we are taking notes. And this cannot be swept under the carpet, for we are Biafrans, and we must restore Biafra. It has taken us too long, but this time it will not escape us. Neither shall we let those who are dead down, because the British always remember those who die in battle. The Jews do that every year. Biafrans do the same. Our heritage has been damaged. Our culture has been turned upside down, as if Biafra can never exist. We abhor this. And that's why we're here, to make sure that we restore our heritage, we restore our culture, we restore who we are, and we restore ourselves, our dignity, and the respect for all our women in Biafra land. The news has been read, and we have to dissect the news. The Biafrans can never go back. Conference is conference. We have our own agenda, and our agenda is to move ourselves forward. While conference is going on, there is no stoppage to the killing of our people. There is no cessation for the killing of our people. Boko Haram took over. An armored car that belongs to Nigeria, and they were using it only when they had fought. They abandoned it in their pursuit. They killed our people yet again, as we always say, on a daily basis. Rotomi Amaechi and his own foolishness. He will come to regret, just like those who were with him regretted. They will tell you, Igbo people will dominate you. I've never dominated anybody in our history, apart from the slavery that went on, which all of us condemned. The Igbo to encroach more than they have. They don't dominate. They believe in an inclusive government. And that was what the British saw when they came into Igbo land. They said, no, we have to put these people into the hands of the Hausas to rule them, because we believe in our own self. The Biafrans will not take an autocratic ruling. They don't believe in one chief, one Alhaji, one Rankadede, or one Yoruba, Fulani, Hausa, Oligarchy. We don't believe, because every Biafra man will question the authority from where you are giving your instructions from. We don't take no yes for an answer. We want to question why and how did you get to that level? That's why we are hated. Nothing else. We are hated because we don't agree, because you say it. Even here in Radio Biafra, people will notice. A lot of people have questioned the authority of director. Why is he instituting Radio Biafra? Why is this? Why is that? This is the life of our people. We don't condemn them, because that's the way we are. We question everything we see. You have to prove beyond every reasonable doubt for a Biafra, particularly for what you're saying. That is how we are brought up. That is the way we are built, and that's the way we are created. By God Almighty himself. Now, for us to be subjugated, be submissive and subservient to a different authority, is what Biafrans do not like. And that's why we want to change the situation and change the status quo. Because you cannot force somebody to obey you. Even here in this country, when you ask anybody something, tell them, please, you put please. Can you do this for me, please? You don't enforce them to do it. You don't mandate them to do it. The British have the best, but they give us the crap for us to believe. When I was a little boy, I was told that if you're eating, don't say a word. Only to come here and see that people were there eating and everybody is talking on the same table. You're eating, table manner, don't talk, director. When I was a little boy growing in a primary school, director, when I used chalk right on the slate, I was told, you cannot eat something on the street. Only for me to come here and see people eating chips and burger on the street. So you can see that we have presented a different image. Whilst we have the most rudimental, well-respected culture. Here in this country, you sit in a bus, you saw a little boy sitting down. When you see an elderly man, you don't stand up. In our own culture, you see a pregnant woman, you get up quickly. Nobody will tell you that. Here, it is not practiced. It is not practiced because that is the culture of this country. Our own culture is different. But we are told practice this. This is part of religion. It's part of education. I tell you, we have more authority where we are coming from than the one they told us. Look at brought a fake ideology for the Biafrans. And you know, we like learning. If you check the population of Biafrans in this country and compare it to other tribes, the Biafrans are the only people who like to speak English and avoid their own language because we like learning. We like to bring new things into our culture. But the culture that was given to us was full of hypocrisy. It was full of junk, but we took it because we don't like to go back. We want to move forward. But all those things that we are given and imbibed into our brain, are they correct? No. We are
Barrister, can you hear me?
Giving over to another.
Barrister. Yes, I can. Yeah, I think I lost you a bit there. Yeah, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Sorry. We are given to a different authority to subdue and subjugate us onto something very minor, something very poor, something that does not exist. We are brought down to serve our slaves. We are brought down to serve those who are more learned and more educated. We are brought down to answer. Now, our people are being Islamized. Christianity is no longer what we used to know. Christianity is no longer what made part of us. There is something we are given, that Christianity is the ultimate. It is all and all. Now, gradually from the back door, we are now taking in and assimilating Islam. What has killed our people since 1945 is what we have been reintegrated into. Something very alien. Something that kills us and something that is killing us up today. Yet our people are opening because of money. Because of cash. Something is killing you. The Satan is killing you. Giving you money to accept him. That is what we are seeing in our society today, Director. This is why when you say on or before 2016, I say on or before 2015. I don't know which one comes first.
It's 2015 that comes first.
Our people are fed up, Director, because we are being killed every day. And we are taking it. What can we do? When Director says, Nigeria will be destroyed, they say, why should he say that? Why wouldn't he say it? Because his people are being killed. So if this particular society that is killing would destroy it, why wouldn't he destroy it? So that his people will stop dying. Human being and a country, which one is more important? Because we were told when I was doing sociology that individuals make up society. Individuals. Without me, Director, and all the rest of the editorial board, there is no Biafra. Individually, we make up that Biafra. So why should our people be that? If everybody dies, who will be in Biafra land? Nobody. Nigerians are killing us. Forcing it upon us for us to go because Babangida wants to rule Nigeria. Director, you know, at this point in time, you know, when my turbo charge is on, I don't like stopping. But let me hesitate here, Director. Maybe in my second turn, I will explain more about the news. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You have spoken very well. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, we are coming to you live and direct from our studios here in London. Once again, that this is our daily broadcast coming to you live wherever you are. If you go to www.radiobiafra.co, you'll get us. If you go to peopleofbiafra.org, you will get us. If you go to Indigenous People of Biafra, you will also get us. We come to you every blessed day. Our lines will open later. And when they open, please, the number to call will be +44 78 31 30 8376. I repeat, +44 78 31 30 8376. That is our number, our main line here, or you can join us via Skype by adding Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list. Add Radio Biafra, that's all you need. Once again, welcome you wherever you are. Please, we are sure you've told your friends. We are sure you've told your relatives. Tell all those around you to tune into Radio Biafra. Give them all the three websites. Ask them to go there, please. Ask them to go and download Radio Biafra app. Ask them, please, to also inform those around them. Tell them that we are going. Tell them that Biafra is coming. This is not just any other Biafra. This is a Biafra predicated on the irreducible principle of truth and honesty. We must be very clear. We must be very honest. And we must be very, very focused and direct in what we are doing. We are not going to do anything that will jeopardize this very movement that we're in. Anything, any obstacle in our way will be destroyed. Anybody who stands in our way will be crushed. Those that attempted it, they are now feeling the heat. You cannot stop us regardless of who you are. Carol Monde was with us before. Carol, I don't know if you can hear me.
Yes, I'm here, Director.
Please go ahead. What do you make of the headlines we're presenting today, please?
Yes, again, he's confirming the same thing that we're saying all the time. The Nigeria amalgamation, they didn't ask any of you to be in that. And now it's expiring in 29 days to go. Everybody wants out. They want out. Biafra wants out. We all want to be out. And obviously, they're all listening to Radio Biafra. Boko Haram, again, they want out. Obviously, they must have their demands. They held up the international airport for 5 hours, 3 a.m. to 8 a.m. for 5 hours, they gunfired that international airport. They weren't there for 5 minutes, half an hour. They weren't shut. They weren't stopped by the federal government. They were there for 5 hours, blowing up helicopters and raining gunfire. It's absolutely ridiculous that this can happen in the state. Borneo, again, is a state that is constantly under Boko Haram attack. And it's something that the federal government, what are they doing? You know, I said it on Facebook today. What are the federal government doing? Are they painting the steps? I heard how Jonathan, when he travels the side of the road from where he leaves his house to the destination he's going, that the soldiers stand along the side of the road. But that's obviously what they're doing, because they need to be up in Borneo sorting out this international airport incident. It's ridiculous. How that would never happen in any other country. You know, Radio Biafra's media, it's a people's media. It was funded by the people, and it is breaking headway. You know, you've heard the Niger Delta man take the words out of Nnamdi Kanu's mouth and use them for himself. And you can see the impact that the media is having. Tomorrow is Twitter Tuesday. I will keep reminding you. It's very important. Tomorrow we're going to just hit the UN. So instead of having many handles, we're actually just going to use the at UN handle, because then it will just, you know, it will cut down on the amount of accounts that are closed down. We need to keep on them. You have a right as an indigenous people to stand out. Once that treaty is gone, the indigenous people have the right to restore themselves.
Yes, Carol, are you breaking up?
Facebook
again?
Now is up to 133,000 members. Can you not hear me?
I lost you just briefly for about 2.5 seconds. Please go ahead.
Okay, like I was saying, the Facebook, you know, is now up to 133,000 members. We're having such a media campaign. The radio, the internet radio, has had formidable response all over the world, in every corner of the world. And now the radio transmitter is on its way. You know, the UK also, they need to keep supplying the equipment to go down to the offices for the information centre in Biafra. This is very important. And I must remind you of this. We have a meeting this weekend, Saturday, I believe, at the barrister's invitation, no less. So I'm sure that every member would like to be there, because that is a unique one. We need to keep supporting. We need to support the equipment for the offices to go to the info centre. It is going down with the transmitter, so it is urgent, please, everybody. We are at media war, and we need to keep whipping them. If we keep, they will fold. Obviously, there's just so much to do. We need to support Eastern Pilot. Everybody would have read the front page with, you know, with Nnamdi Kanu shouting that he's going to finish off Nigeria, and despite, you know, they say you can't say this, but he's there to say it. And obviously, you know, the things that we've said are breaking headway, and we keep going with that. Back to you.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much, Carol Monde. Thank you for giving us that update regarding our Twitter Tuesday. Is it Tweet Tuesday? Starting from tomorrow, please, we must all remember, in fact, 12 midnight tonight, for those of us who are here, for those of them in Japan and across, all these waves of countries in the far eastern part of the world. It is already your Tuesday. So I think you can start tweeting, and also you will keep tweeting until we come back on air again tomorrow, when it will then hit a crescendo. We must keep spreading our message. Our people have this kind of very fashion conscious mentality when it comes to Biafra. If something comes up, people rush it and do it, and then after that, everybody slackens. That is why we have not gotten Biafra, because we are not consistent. You need to be consistent. Don't stop what you're doing. You must continue. I don't know why we have this novel approach. Oh, let us do something new. The one you have that is working, you are not doing it. Tomorrow, the Twitter for us, those of us who are here, is starting. For those of you in the Far East, we expect you to set the pace already. That is why the sun rises from where you come from. You start before us. You start tweeting and you start mobilizing people to tweet. The information to send out to the world is there. Nigeria is collapsing. The zoo is collapsing. It cannot hold. Americans are our good friends. We love the United States. We don't want to disappoint them. They said Nigeria will end in 2015. We cannot afford to let them down. Let us go back to see what Asare Dokubo was saying, because it is important that we report on this very issue. Before that, 20 security men were killed when Boko Haram launched their offensive. They did not launch it anywhere. They attacked the 79 composite group of the Nigeria Air Force Base headquarters, and they burnt it to the ground. A couple of cattle herders, ragtag. People always go on about how mighty the Nigerian army is. They will come with their mortar. They are nobodies. 70% of the recruits in the Nigerian army come from either Niger Republic, from Chad, or from the northern part of the zoo. Either you're Hausa Fulani person, you are from Chad, you're from Niger, or you're from northern Cameroons. So almost 50% of the Nigerian army are already Boko Haram members anyway. There is nothing to be afraid of. Our people must know this. The Nigerian army is not as mighty and as great. They are only mighty when they confront civilians unarmed. You see them, they are very powerful. When they confront another army, look at the history of Nigeria in peacekeeping. Where have they not been disgraced? They were chased out of Bakassi by a Cameroon. Where did they go to? The Ecomog, the so-called Ecomog they went to. They were selling their boots to be able to feed. Logistically, the army was nowhere to be found. Don't panic about all the generals you see. They are in the office. None of the generals in the zoo since 1970 has ever seen active combat before. None of them. They are a general in the office. You have Navy commander. When you hear about admiral, somebody, or rear admiral, you'll be wondering, Nigeria has no warship, but they have admirals. And a rear admiral. But there is no warship. Where are you doing your navy? They are doing it in the office. Inside the office, a naval officer is in the office with a pen and piece of paper writing. After writing or attending one useless training course or the other, you become a rear admiral or admiral. Amazing. Only in the zoo. There is nothing for us to fear, if not fear itself. There is nothing in the zoo. Nigeria is empty. Nigeria is as empty as a Yoruba person. When you see them boasting, you think there is nothing underneath. They have nothing. Boko Haram attacked them. This was what I said to myself years ago. Had they listened then, would have been gone by now. No army can fight a war on two fronts, talk less of three fronts. Boko Haram is doing something in the north. A front has to be opened up in the south. In fact, two fronts has to be opened up in the south. If the Yorubas anywhere, that cowards, they can't do anything. If they summon up the courage to open up a front on their side, Nigeria divides without the need to go to what useless conference is that? The zoo comes to an end. In a matter of weeks, it will collapse. Nobody, no sane, no sensible government will be prepared to commit their troops into that place. America is negotiating with Taliban. Because you cannot stop an ideology. You can't stop it. We've said this before. Biafra is an ideology. It is a way of thinking for us. For some of us, it is our religion. You cannot stop. You cannot eradicate Biafra from us. You can't take it away. Biafra will always be there. And we'll pursue it until we get it. The only time there will be peace is if there is Biafra. Without Biafra, there can be no peace. Nigeria will be destroyed, completely destroyed. Ordinary people who can read and write attacked an army base. So-called base headquarters. If you hear the name, you think there are human beings there. Base headquarters. Ordinary Boko Haram came and attacked them, burnt their helicopters, killed them, and retreated. It is guerrilla tactics. Some idiots who don't understand how war works. We say, oh, they're cowards. It is called hit and run. It's a guerrilla warfare. If you give Boko Haram the same number of personnel, half of it that Nigeria has, they will overrun the whole country and Islamize you where you are writing either on Yahoo or on Facebook. Some of you being comforted by oversized hamburgers and gallon drums of Coca-Cola and Sprite. You, because it is sweet, you, as you're drinking it, you forget yourself. You forget where you come from. You forget that people are dying. You forget that the reason why Radio Biafra is on the air is to arouse the consciousness of humanity, to remind them that that thing that happened before has started again, before they start blaming us. What is happening now happened in a greater scale before. That was why Biafra was declared. They were killing us. We have arrived at the same junction. You know, as they say, history has a way of repeating itself. Those of us who are educated, we went to school to read. And believe you me, we studied. History will always repeat itself. Igbos will be killed again in large numbers, in larger number than before. Starting from next year, April, go and put the dates down somewhere. Their slaughter will continue. Not when we say, they'll say, oh, you anticipated. Of course we anticipate things. We can see what is going to happen before it happens. Before today, has anybody in the zoo made the following statements? My people were not consulted before Nigeria was formed. It is only Radio Biafra that has ever used those words before. Today, our people in Niger Delta are saying the same thing. And it's very, very important that we understand this. He did not say he is not part of Biafra. No, he didn't say that. That's what he said. He mentioned certain places and said, when the time comes, we can come together and be like EU. Because for me, when I read something, I read between the lines. I don't read like your typical black African that went to school, that passed through a school, but the school didn't pass through them. I read between the lines. We must read this for people to understand. Dokubo spoke as the guest of the week at this place, Liberty's whatever studio, monitored in Kaduna. Listen to what he said. We, the people of Calabar, he's mentioning Calabar, Boni, Nembe, Ejo, Okrika, Okoko, etc., having signed treaty with the British government, now want this treaty to be validated, and we should be allowed to go our ways to become a separate country. We can then decide to form a union like the EU. He mentioned Calabar. What Asare Dokobo doesn't know is that Calabar people that he's mentioning are Efik people. Efik and Ibibio is one. Efik is not a people, it is a derivative of a language. It's just like having Ijekebe and Wawa, something like that. Efik is a derivative of Ibibio. Ibibios are the closest brothers, blood brothers that the Igbos have. Ejo is a stepbrother, not a direct brother. Ejo is a stepbrother. But they are now going and mentioning Calabar. They have mentioned Boni. Boni, of all places, and Nembe. What he's trying to do is to carve out a niche, to say that all these people in the so-called Niger Delta, that particular area, that they will form themselves and then come to negotiate with us. Us being so-called core Igbos from present-day Ebanke all the way to this Boni he's mentioning. Then we negotiate on how to live. That's what he's saying. because what he's trying to do is to tell us that they are taking cognizance of what Yorubas have been telling them. Those who are behind this movement to create this Niger Delta as a separate entity, when we have made it very clear to them that a delta is where a body of water runs into a river, Asaba cannot be Niger Delta when Okwa isn't. Okwa is less than 20 miles from the Atlantic Ocean. Asaba is over 100 nautical miles from the Atlantic Ocean. It makes no sense that Asaba is Niger Delta and Okwa is not. We are telling Asaba Dokobo today. All these things that people are doing, trying to weave in fear, Yoruba media every day, Niger Delta, Niger Delta, Niger, trying to drum it into our subconscious that there is separate people, will fall. Because we are Radio Biafra, it will fall. If anybody can come and show us any other incontrovertible proof that Ijaw people are not from the same family as those of us who are Igbos, then anything they want me to do, I will do it. It is incontrovertible. I have said it before and I will say it again. Our progenitor is Eri. He had 4 children. He married 2 wives, as we understand it. The second wife gave birth to the person that traveled to the present day Bayelsa to give rise to the Ijaw nation. The other 3, one settled at Agukunri. The other one went to Owerri. One went to Arotuku. From Arotuku, did the people migrate to Calabar? Did they migrate to Kota Ebene? We are the same people. Godswill Akpabio is one of us. He is a Biafran, the governor of Akwa Ibom State. So we are making this very clear. We don't want Asare Dokobo to go and buy the same nonsense being fed by Yoruba media. We have not conquered anybody before. We have not forced anybody to speak Igbo before. The only conquest we had was to go to Port Harcourt and be successful and own houses. That's all. And Port Harcourt is part of the family. In everywhere in Igbo land, there are 2 names, more than 3. If you come to Anambra, you have Ezinihite, Ezinifite. If you come to Imo, that is Ezinihite, that's Ezinifite. If you come there, even Akujeze told us there is a half year in Abagana. That is here, everywhere. We answer the same names. But there is a place where we have only one name not replicated anywhere in the whole land. And that is in Iguacha. It's called Obibo. Obibo means the heart of Igbo land. The heart of it. Obibo. And is any human being suggesting that the heart is not a part of the body? Is anybody in their right mind suggesting that Obibo is not Igbo? Is that what they're telling us? They can change the spelling however they like it. Go on that brought in this gerrymandering, trying to turn the minds of our people. They only succeeded because Radio Biafra did not exist then. But now they cannot succeed again. So we are telling Asare Dokobo, before you mention Calabar, all these places, you must understand that it is time, high time you start talking about Biafra in the open. Nobody is going to come to Ijaw to look for oil. We are all intelligent people. We don't want any economy based on oil. That is the economy of lazy people. We want to manufacture, we want to build, we want to export. We want an export-oriented economy. We want the Americans to come and invest. We want the British to come and invest. We want EU to come and invest. We want Japan to come and invest, also China. We look for credible, worthwhile, inward investment. Not to be depending on oil. So we can be doing sharing. You sell oil and then you sit down and you share the allocation. Biafra cannot run an economy of allocation. We run an economy based on sensible application of the rules of economics. That what we export, what we earn in terms of foreign exports, outstrip what we actually import. Very simple. You don't need to go to be a professor to know this. What you sell must outweigh what you import. Very simple. And we have a very sound economy, with balanced budget every blessed year. All these attempts by Yoruba media to drum into the minds of Asare Dokobo and the rest of them that we are separate must be resisted. We are not a domineering people. We are the only people on this earth. It is not written before the Magna Carta, even before the Greek city-states were formed, before Greece that they talk about democracy today, let's teach Africans about democracy. I look at them and I laugh at them. Before Greek city-states were formed, we had democracy. Before even the so-called Rosetta Stone, even before Hammurabi wrote his scripts, we had Ebeberu Goberenkesi Beblekankukwaya, live and let live. Justice for everybody. The equality of every man and woman before God and before the law. Nobody can now come and turn that upside down. Before we allowed all this nonsense to go unchecked, we won't allow it again. We welcome what Asare Dokubo is saying, but we must warn him and warn him very well that our people will not be divided. We will not be divided. They choose where they want to belong to. We are the only people with autonomous community. Do they have autonomous community anywhere else? Do you know why we have autonomous community? Because we want to be free. We are a free. There is freedom in our DNA. It's imprinted in our bones. It's freedom. You want to be free. And to reaffirm that, we said we are autonomous community. In other words, leave us alone. We want to be alone. Who is there to tell us that we are domineering? You want Biafra because you want this and you want that. Who told you that? You've never heard of a Professor Barton Nagy. Or what? People who can make things happen. I've forgotten this man's name at NASA all the time, but I think I'll go and find it after this program. The head of NASA's Meteorological Center that determines if the space shuttle should take off or not is an Igbo person. He will tell NASA if to launch a spacecraft or not. Do you have Yorubas there? Can they do it? They can't do it. That is why they don't want us to rise up, because they know we are blessed by God. Where we come from, engineers are born. They don't have to go to school. People that make things happen, they are born. From your mother's stomach, you begin to perform wonders. Can't you see the little kids that they took to the north to go and show Jonathan that built a rocket? Are they PhD holders in physics? God made them who they are because they are Biafrans. That is all you need to be blessed by God, is to say, I am a Biafran. God will bless you. That's all. In truth and honesty. Say you are a Biafran and God will bless you wherever you are. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know if Barrister Mames is with me. Barrister, are you with me and can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I'm here with you.
You're a good man. You have responded on time. You are forgiven. Please proceed.
Director, I'll always be around to talk about Biafra. And nothing else can ever distract apart from Biafra, because that's where we stand. Asare Dokubo, you are talking about, I think it's about time somebody to email him. Chewing ordinary shadow. He doesn't know that he has more power, more rudimental power and effrontery for him to talk and shout aloud. He should also tell Goodluck, because I don't know Goodluck Jonathan is in tandem with him when he talks and becomes selective because he's listening to Yoruba media outlets. It's about time for him to revert and reverse back to where he belongs to. Picking Calabar, why didn't he pick Port Harcourt? Why didn't he pick what's the name of our nearest neighbors? They field where Elechi is their governor. Why didn't he pick them?
So,
being selective in his own approach. Remember, and you should also remember, that most of his predecessors has done the same wrong. And only when they are dying, they start to confess. They start to appease and start to plead. He should not go that way, because we have brought him as our own person. But when he starts discriminating, then we will set him aside. Because here, Radio Biafra, we are all the same people. We are all the same people. This is why we love Chief Barrister God's Will Akpabio. Because he speaks our language. He knows where he is from. And Director, that's why he's doing very well amongst the whole governors in that zoo. It doesn't mean that his own resources is more than others, because he's using that Igbo Biafran blood, and that's why he's doing very well. He recognizes. People usually say, I will translate after. When a child recognizes where he got the fruit or the seed of a palm front, that your palm front will yield profit to you. God will acquire you, knows where he came from, and that's why he's doing fine. Look at Elechi misbehaving, calling himself a Rotomi or Rotobi. I don't know. And look, he's missing. He's fooling himself. Tomorrow now, when it becomes too late, now he starts to appease and apologize to the Igbos in Toto. He's now being stupid and misbehaving. He should not leave it too long. Director, we are here. Our hands are open to our people. If you want to join to where you belong to. Do not listen to the Yoruba's media and the Hausa Fulani oligarchy's own directives. It will mislead you. We will still be where we are. When you come back and say, my people, I'm sorry, it will be too late. This time, we are not forgiving anymore. Each time they misbehave, they come for apology. We listen. This time, if you deliberately offend any Igbo man, any Biafran man, we will not take that rubbish, because most of them have faulted us. Only when they are dying, they come and say, well, sorry, we are sorry. You are not sorry because you are deliberately. The white man will say, once is a mistake, two is deliberate, third time is outrageous. We are not into listening to second and third time. In director's program, once failure, you are out. No time for complacency, no time for any rubbish, and no time for second time. Do it now, or you don't get another second chance, because our people are dying. That's why we have taken this policy of one strike, you're out. If our people are not dying, then we have that time for second time apology. No, our people are dying on a daily basis. As a result, all our programs have been fast forwarded. Everything we do is on a first lane director. That's why before or on 2015, director is talking 2016. Maybe, of course, you are in a more good position than I myself. I'm only an ego man. I may not be at the frontier as director, who is the commander in chief in Biafra land, the director. Who we listen to and who directs this program? What do I know after all? What I know is legal.
You know too much already. You know too much already, and you know that. You know too much already,
barrister. I can only see, the Bible says a pride goes before a fall. I'm not a proud man.
Of course you're not.
Very subservient to my people. I'm somebody. If you sit on the floor, director, I will follow you and sit on the floor. What do I know? Remember that Radio Biafra is the only radio station where all the editorial board and all the lecturers. Then we learn, because director, we don't profess to know it all.
No, we don't.
Our to tell us what they know. And you know, since the inception of Radio Biafra, our program is run on what people tell us to do. We don't engineer the programs. Our listeners, Biafrans, tell us what we should do, and we obey it. If every government can learn like this, director, why should there be any problem? Where the citizens tells you how you should rule them or how you should run your program. I wish every nation is like Radio Biafra. We listen. We don't argue with our people. They give us instructions. But what we cannot compromise with is the killing of our people, director. We cannot substitute the killing of our people for anything else.
That is correct.
Otherwise, we'll go and die. Thank you, director.
Thank you, barrister, and you must remain with me. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We know people have been calling. Our lines will soon open. We know that Clinton Ume, we have him. One of our admins on Facebook is on the line, and he must remain where he is. Our telephone line is also open if you're joining us. We are reporting today, for those who don't know, that a Nigerian Air Force base was attacked in Borno State. It was attacked. They've been reporting rubbish and lying. Let's go to BBC, because we hit BBC very hard. Now they are beginning to report the truth at last. Can you believe that? At last, BBC is now beginning to tell us the truth. We told you that this is Radio Biafra. This is your radio station. That we are not going to stop until we uncover every injustice against our people. All you need to do is to be strong. Believe in us in what we are doing. Be very, very strong. Sometimes it looks very dicey. People will think it's going to fall. No, it cannot. We know what we are doing. Can you believe BBC of all people? We'll read out what they have said today. Boko Haram insurgents have attacked a military... This is according to BBC. Boko Haram insurgents have attacked a military air base in northeastern Nigeria, destroying two helicopters, according to authorities. Eyewitnesses, Unungakwanti, listen very carefully. Eyewitnesses, not the lies by Nigeria, say hundreds of militants attacked several areas of the city of Maiduguri, starting early on Monday. A 24-hour curfew has been imposed in Maiduguri. Its civilian airport was also closed. A BBC correspondent says the large-scale coordinated attack is a big setback for the Nigerian military. Thousands of people, BBC, amazing. Thousands of people have been killed since 2009. Thousands of people. Never before has BBC acknowledged that thousands of people have been killed. So everything we are telling you, you can now see is falling into place. When we told them, oh no, they're exaggerating. They inflate the figures. Akuna, have you heard it from BBC? Maybe now you believe because they're white people. You believe them. Not us, because my name is Nnamdi. You know my village. So how can I say something that can be factual? You can believe white people, yes? This is what they're saying. Thousands killed. Not 100 or 150, as they've been lying to us. This is Radio Biafra. We must go to the line to take your calls. You must call us this very evening. Once again, by way of reminding our people that security men, Nigerian soldiers have been killed in a coordinated attack by Boko Haram. If they can coordinate such an attack, how about us? We are there. Shut up. Get out. Your mama, your papa, your uncle, just imagine. The time we could have spent doing something more important, advancing on the ground. People are busy hiding behind keyboard and hamburger. Dear Lord. 20 security men killed, 2 helicopters burnt as troops pursue. Look at Nigeria slanting the news. Troops are pursuing terrorists. Whereas BBC Salang is a coordinated attack by they saw them come. I attacked the city all over the place. Vanguard, as usual, brown envelope journalism. Everything in the country is corrupt. Ordinary news. Speak the truth. Why can't Vanguard write the truth? Ordinary truth. They can't. They say army is pursuing them. Army is pursuing them and they destroyed 2 helicopters. Army is pursuing them and they incapacitated some other aircrafts. Army is pursuing them. They killed 20 of you and you're pursuing them. Lies. Sadi Dokubo is saying that his people were not consulted before Nigeria was formed. Exactly what Radio Biafra said. Those words, not just the sentence, the exact words we used, that we were not consulted. How then do I need to beg anybody to be free? That is the case we have against them. Our case against the British people, anybody say one Nigeria, I will ask you, before Frederick Lugard came, who did he get permission from? And you see them opening their mouth like fish out of water. They wouldn't have what to say. We studied for this 17 good years now. We are waiting for them. Anywhere they call us, we will go. Only one question. You know me, I don't believe in too much debate. I debate by asking simple, ordinary questions. Only one question. And they'll be gasping for air. President Jonathan's good second... What second term? There will be no second term. The zoo has come to an end. Same second term. Pro and Mechi lawmakers, the camp to be. That's a tittle-tattle gossip. Of course, the criminals, Atiku, those that fund Boko Haram, they are building university as well. Even Hausa people build universities. Amazing. Amazing. Those are our news this very evening. And you will now call Radio Biafra. Our lines are open. Both lines are open. I don't know if Clinton is still on the line. I presume that he is. Because he's on Skype. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype.
This is Clint Inume calling from Nigeria.
You are calling from the zoo. There is no yes. place called Nigeria. It is the zoo. That's what it is.
It's an abomination anyway.
Please go ahead.
All right. I want to react based on yesterday's news. I couldn't get through. I want to ask our people, did they hear what Junaid said, that there will be bloodshed? I want to ask those gossipers on Facebook, have they gone to report to Nigerian security?
To report the man? No, they haven't. They are waiting for radio to report Radio Biafra.
Yes, because when we say that we will destroy the zoo, some hooligans in the name of engineers are talking nonsense. Well, I don't have anything to tell anybody, but the only thing I will tell them is that Biafra is a match, and anybody that stands on our way will be crushed. We are not looking back on anybody, and anybody that feels that Radio Biafra is not doing enough, it's a simple thing. Start your own and do more than enough. We are not here to pamper anybody. We're not here to tell anybody to please give us our freedom. Who can give you your freedom with please? I don't know where it is done. I've not heard where it has been done. That somebody is oppressing you and is milking you dry will allow you to go. I don't know where it has happened before, and it will not happen in Biafra's case. Please, our men should stop gossiping and face the real fight on the ground. The times for gossip are over. I don't know when our men have suddenly turned to women. Our women not even gossip anymore. Our men have taken over. Director, are you with me?
Live and direct, and so is the whole world. Everything you're saying, we are hearing it loud and clear.
So please, I don't know what our men are turning into, but the only thing I can tell them is that if you are not with us, you are definitely against us. Even God himself is not a neutral human being. He's not a neutral spirit. He's not even a neutral God. God is non-neutral. Nobody can sit on the fence. You can't be watching what is happening. You are either in or you are out. And if you are out, woe betide you. And we cannot pity you. Anything we do to Hausa oligarchy, we do it to you. Anything you do, we do to Yoruba criminals, we do it to you. Anybody that feels that Biafra is a thing of open your mouth and your keyboard and type nonsense, let the person continue. Our watchers are gone mile. I don't have anything to tell them, but I am waiting for them to come to Biafra land and tell us how we do our things. Because I don't understand what some people do. Director, let me end here. I'm getting angry already. I want to tell you.
Don't end. You must. You must. You must finish what you're saying. Go ahead.
Because I don't just understand. People, we are called for a live debate. To come to the whole world is not a town hall meeting where you wake up and say, no, I was not in the meeting. You are called for a debate to come out and express yourself. You could not do that, only to hide behind your keyboard and be vomiting nonsense. What is wrong with our men? I don't just know. Please, if you have any problem, why don't you call on air? I'm calling on air. I'm calling from the zoo, and the whole world is hearing me. Why don't you call on air and challenge what the baby Afra is doing? It's really, really getting me upset, and I don't know. Heaven help us. Because with this rate, first of all, we will fight ourselves. If we are remaining 10, we'll face the zoo. I don't just understand. I don't just understand, Director.
You have to understand because I've said it. You see, our people, they don't listen until it's too late. You see, a lot of people, we are born outside Igbo land. A lot of people, we are born outside Biafra land. A lot of people, their umbilical cord were not sent home to be buried in according to how we should have been done, or according to our customs and our tradition. Most of them, we are fathered by Hausa Fulani men. Anytime somebody says to you, oh, please leave it, don't do that, don't upset Nigeria, ask that person don't even ask him. Say to the person, please go and do a DNA test. You will see that the person was fathered by Yoruba man. As simple as that. Not everybody answering Obinna Okechukwu is actually one of you.
I don't see it. These people are threatening you with bloodshed. They are threatening you with death, and you are taking it easy with them. What the best not so you see as Nagebu or Kurebo? Somebody skin Yagebugi. Heaven help those that help themselves. I don't, as in, heaven knows, I don't just know. I don't just know. But I rather die fighting for to be a female than die in the hand of stupid people. I don't understand. We have suddenly lost everything we are known for. Come to Biafra land, everything is going astray. Our guys are roaming the streets. If you don't have a job to do, you're talking to, kidnap, to a rogue. let me say this in Igbo language. I'm in their land. I can tell you, only now my head after somebody can already write his name. So that people will say I'm afraid to speak in English so they won't hear me. Somebody cannot write his name is working with NNPC. Somebody that cannot read a sentence is the person writing the money coming from our land. And some people are over the keyboard talking nonsense. It gets me angry when I see those things. But in the same way, I'm watching the Gachon Orenchi. Because a time is coming. All these men, they will face all the things they have been doing. Facebook is there, no problem. They can continue gossiping. They can continue writing nonsense, no problem. But a day of reckoning is coming. And heaven knows that Clinton Mime does not forgive. Even if I forgive, I can never forget. It is not done in my. I am a Christian, yes, but there are some stupidity I don't forgive. You don't spit on my face and I will kiss you. It's not done. If you spit on me, I'll kill you.
You are a Christian. I am a Biafran. I am not a Christian. I am a Biafran. That is my religion. And I say this to them, those of them that were kicked out of Radio Biafra that are going fermenting, talking nonsense, they're talking rubbish, just ants scrambling all over the place. I told them that when you're removed, you won't come back. If you like, go and bring Pope John Paul the 50th. You cannot come back. We are unforgiving. And they're out. The same thing happened to Bilia. And I said to them, you are out and you are dead. And it's happening. They said, I'm running about in court. People are killing you. You are in court doing your honor. Adjournment till next year. Adjournment till the year after.
No. What lunatics. The only thing I will tell them is that they should continue in their court case. That is their own business. But let them not use the court case and stand on our way. That is my own. Even a madman can be running mad. I don't care. But a time is coming. A time is coming. And the time is very near. I'm already done. I'm already set with my ears. Heaven knows. Let oh goodness, my director, please, good night.
Thank you. Say please, good night. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra and the barrister is with us. Barrister Mamezu must come to me before I go to take another call. And what we are asking in essence today is that we are enlightening our people. We are bringing to their understanding things that they ought to know. The next line of attack in Abuja, they are going to start attacking nightclubs and drinking parlors in Abuja. It will be bombed. Our people will be killed. They will be destroyed. So we are warning them, those of them in Abuja going out at night, that your lives are in danger. When it happens, we'll come to you and tell you, we told you so. When they bring back a corpse from the north, I do not cry or lament anymore, because you were warned that you will be killed. So when you die, they bring you back, they throw you into the ground, and you are forgotten. Even people from your village will go out and vote for APC, as happened in Anambra. They voted for APC. We are the same APC killed our people in the north. They voted for them. The height of ignominy. Barrister, are you with me?
Yes, Director, because I'm fuming here. I'm upset. I'm upset because our people, as you rightly say, once they give them money, they voted for APC. Because I checked the log, I checked the statistics, I checked everything. Thank God that ABGA won. This guy called Obiano is the one, the winner. But if not because we are lamenting, Director, APC would have got some ground.
They would have taken Anambra now. They know that. They would have taken Anambra. Of course they would have. Yes.
They would have. If not because of our lamentation. Our people are so feeble and so fake. Money. I forgot that you didn't even ask calling from. Eventually he revealed it. Now he was calling from the zoo. In the north. Clinton, do your best to come out, please. Because a lot of atrocities will be committed against our people. Come out from that land and go back home. You've been warned, all of you. There's another guy, a brother of us, a Biafran, who is always calling from Zamfara.
I don't know what you guys are still doing in the north up to today. I used to have my sister, I think she's the fourth in line on all my sisters. They were in Sokoto. They left that Sokoto through the help of my senior brother, Engineer Evast Mezu. They left Sokoto, I think that was 1986. They left Sokoto to reinstate back in Lagos. And if it's coming to the heat, we also ask them to relocate and come back to Biafran land. All of you, I don't know what you're doing in the north, the people living with. I was told, although the Yorubas can betray you, They can take your property, they can steal your money, but they will hesitate to kill you. But the northerners, the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, will open up a woman, take the baby out. It's not that they will leave the baby. They will also butcher the baby. That will tell you the wickedness of the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram that we have around us. Who wants to rule us? Somebody did not study. He did not know anything. But he's a manager in NNPC. Calculating money, all you from coming from Biafra land. Director, how long shall we stay with these people? How long shall you stay with your killers? They will not even spare a woman. Our people, there is an adage we normally say in Igbo land. If you cannot disobey or disobey, not when it comes to a pregnant woman, you must comply. Like Boko Haram will kill a woman, open her up, take the baby out, kill the same baby. And these are the people that we are associating ourselves with. No wonder our people are now becoming Islamized because they have given them the venom that they have inside themselves. I love those people. They are not somebody supposed to associate or even do business with. The reason why they are with us because they are gaining, taking what belongs to Biafrans and enjoying themselves. But they look at Atiku. But at least I can even sympathize with that one. He built a university in Yola. At least his people can learn. I will give him at least 1% for building a university in his own land. Even if he's not from Yola. He's a Hausa man. But he built a university in Yola for his people to study. What did Babangida that gives friends the Almighty God? An old banger, old man. Old Kago, who's supposed to retire despite all the people he killed. He's still threatening. Without me, or Nigeria dies. Imagine. But he built a refinery in Ivory Coast. He could not even have one in the zoo where he's getting the money from. Asare Dokubo was even saying that in Benin they have 24 hours electricity supply. Supply by the zoo. Nigeria supply Benin Republic electricity 24 hours, according to Asare Dokubo. But Nigeria hardly have 4 or 5 hours electricity. But they supply Benin Republic, Yoruba land.
And barrister, do you know why they don't have electricity in the zoo? Barrister, do you know why they don't have electricity in the zoo?
Why would they have when they bribe their generator and generator? They're sitting there and having the money, sharing it among themselves. Director, exactly. We know quite a lot of things that is happening in the zoo. It's a crying shame that we are still with these people. They are even corrupting our own people. When we hear all these atrocities happening abroad, it's our people. Our people. Because they have subjected them and put them into such situations. Well, how many Hausa men are on the streets or outside the northern part of that zoo? How many of them out? Because they occupy our own land and milking our oil, our gas. They are talking about national conference. Conference with who? Conference that we should carry on becoming subservient and carry on becoming quiet. Director, I've said it many, many times. We will die because the life we are living is a life of sheer poverty.
It's incredible.
So they are killing your people. We are still paying. It's us.
Yes, ma'am.
Why can't you
Barrister, please stay where you are. Stay where you are. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening to you. This is Chididu from Germany.
Kinedu, what is your surname? Ahanagabogin.
Chididuru.
Okay, go ahead, please. Go ahead. From Germany, go ahead.
Yes. I listened to the radio yesterday, and yesterday I made some few observations. However, I've been wanting to call, but in between, other things take place. I know I've been able to secure transmitter, and somebody was mentioning it for yesterday that we needed something like about £8,000 or so to take it home and stuff like that. What we're doing is a capital intensive program. However, it has been changed, maintaining it all. And I appreciate you guys who are already going too far and sacrificing your life and your time, being on the air every day, running out and stuff like that. Honestly, I appreciate you guys. But what I would suggest is if a member of the team in the board, one of you guys could be kind of mandated to perhaps also focus on the financial aspect of this whole thing. Perhaps we get maybe 1,000 persons, 1,000 Biafrans across the world who will be on a special list who send it a minimum of $50 every month. I think that will bring us much closer. I'm very much concerned when we talk about money at all. It looks, are you hearing me, sir?
Loud. So is the whole world. The whole world is listening to you, not just me. The whole humanity is listening. Go ahead.
That's all right. So I would really quickly suggest that we get kind of exclusive list where people in one way or the other put in their names there and live up to it on a monthly basis. We can't just be talking. A lot of people talk, pour out their emotions or stuff like that. We should be solidly financially grounded in what we are doing. There should be no section that maybe Carlito want to do this, or you want to fly in there, you want to put it together, get us together, and you're thinking about money. I think money should be the least we have to think about. That's my own opinion.
Yes.
But this is the basis of what we are doing. Without which, it becomes really difficult to function effectively. So, while we talk on this thing, your motivation is just extraordinary. But one or two of us who work with you, somebody has to be designated on a daily basis to update your finances. What I mean is encouraging the efforts around the world that we need money, without which it can't function. And that is the simple truth. We might just get one out. If not, that's a kind of, I really believe that it is just God that is inspiring you. Otherwise, I've already thought of a kind of shift duties where somebody works for 2 hours and another person takes over and stuff like that. You know, what about if you get sick and stuff like that? So we should be able to take care of all these things one way or the other. But it boils down to finances. Somebody was suggesting speaking other languages, you know, did you and stuff like that. And yesterday you were saying, oh, yes, volunteer and those be hired and stuff like that. I'm really astonished that really financial commitment has not really been made. So while we are getting our people motivated, let us get a list of at least 1,000 different. I'm saying 1,000. It could be up to 5,000, but at least 1,000. When the 1,000 is closed, you let us know, okay, the first 1,000 is closed. This first 1,000, the 1,000 volunteers who will be paid in a minimum of $50 every month. Don't ask me if I'm already doing it. Since I've been listening, I think I've made the point of duty. I'm talking about myself. I don't know how you make your findings, but it's on record. So, let's get this thing done this way. Let somebody coordinate it. I'm not going to be the one, anyway. But amongst you guys there, one person, let's care of it so that we won't be mentioning that money is on the way in what we're doing. Because at the end of the day, you need so much money. And you guys should look at a little bit ease. Having sacrificed your life for it, you should look at a little bit disease, why would we be able to find other things? So that's my suggestion. It is enough.
Yeah, before you go.
Here, it is enough.
My brother, yes. Before you go, please, where are you based?
Sorry?
Where are you based? Where do you stay?
I'm in Germany, like I did say, and I'm part of here.
Are you part of us in Germany? Are you part of the family in Germany?
Yes.
Now, hang on, let me finish, please. Why don't you come out and volunteer yourself to work with the International Directorate and become a member of the Treasury, the fundraising team?
I wouldn't be in a position to answer these questions now. Perhaps when I come over to UK, as soon as perhaps we may be able to see. What I'm saying right now is just a suggestion. I don't know who else to pass it to, but I feel like passing it across so that we begin to talk on this whole thing, and it could be Bryce Mamesi, it could be anybody, it could be any of the team members.
No, you have an idea. You have an idea, and I want you to pursue to be part of the people that will transform that from theory into practice, because that is where we come in. We transform theory to practice, because we just don't want to say something and not do it. I'm saying to you, since this is your idea, are you prepared to volunteer your time? I'm not asking you to go to Malaysia to be part of it, to communicate with you, so that this your ideas can germinate.
Okay, good. I pass it across to our national leader here. It is not difficult. It is not difficult at all. It is, we make it known, the list is still not closed, something like that, until maybe within a short while, the list is closed, and we get the first list is closed, and you'll be seeing the effect. So this is not something that is not enough. You come and talk. After talking, I must not be calling every day, but you don't even need to call. I can as well tell you that we might have over 1 million people who listen, but don't you think that those few numbers who call across there are the people listening? No, there are 1,001 people who are listening, but they're not calling. But they are doing their thing, and they are giving their underground support at different levels. So that's what it is. I'll probably see how I get across to the national coordinator here, but we'll put it across. But in case it delays because of one reason or the other, I'll send it across here. Let it be in touch. And let it be, let's see how we'll put it together in case it delays on my own end. But I think I've given this idea. And I've taken the decision anyway, my own, within my family, to continue to be in power of it on a monthly basis. And this we can quickly achieve across the world. Not just calling and dropping, that's all about it. Keep doing what you're doing. All you're doing is fine, and I just pray that God strengthens you and the team as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much for that. Please make sure that you contact the relevant people and that you are in touch with them and that you do what you say you're going to do. Let's go to the line again. Your name and where you are, the caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra.
Are you talking to me?
I'm speaking to you, yes.
All right, Nandi, this is Sonia Kachukwu Edzamba, the PR of Biafra in Germany.
Yes, go ahead.
Because yesterday we had a lot of calls, and they say, really, we don't do freedom fighting only in talking. It's not only in talking, you give all promises, you cannot do anything. This is not really what we are here for, and that's not what I'm giving my life also here for. Okay, a lot of people will come on the air and say all mountains that would they cannot do anything. Why we are here doing something, but they cannot even identify with their people. They give every promises or whatever, but they cannot do anything. That is not every, who are they talking to? Are they talking to kids or the fools? Are the people who are here working and bringing our people together, trying to do things, and they're not doing it? They just want to come on the air to talk and say anything and everything, mountain, our people will believe that they're doing something. What is that all for? It's really a hard time. I've told a lot of people, I told all our coordinators in different places, really, this time we need to do something. If you're not ready to do something, get out. Not to only promise you can do this, you can bring down heaven, but you are doing nothing. And a lot of them are calling, but none of them are identifying here with us. Most of our people who identifies here are not calling, and I know they are doing work. I think my suggestion is really a time when somebody called and say, he's calling from Germany. You ask the person, whose part of Germany are you in? If you're moving in Hamburg, are you joining the Hamburg people meeting? Do you know the coordinator? Do you know what they're doing? Because I've had a lot of people that called, but we don't know them. It's not right. This is not the way to fight. This is not the freedom fighting. It's not to say things you cannot do.
Yes, I'm sure they have heard what you have said. If you stay where you are, let's go. It's very important. We'll come back to that in a minute. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, this is Mr. Okumileze Chukwuka.
And where are you calling from?
Calling from the headquarters of the WHO.
You're calling from Abuja, yes. Go ahead.
Can you hear me, director?
Loud and clear, so is the whole world. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yes, I call to appreciate the good work you people are doing there.
Thank you.
Director, I want to say something.
Go ahead.
Please, I don't want people to be deterred. In every struggle, there are bound to be Judas among them. Born for the sake that you people are experiencing some form of betrayal among this, some form of betrayal from people who you expect to be in the forefront of this struggle. Please, director, if these people, if you notice any form of betrayal from these people, it should not serve as a setback. Rather, it should serve as a form of encouragement so that this struggle will continue. Director, I know you are a man of versatility. You must have watched Braveheart by Mel Gibson. Am I correct?
Yes, of course I have.
Yes. If you watch Mel Gibson with Braveheart, you will see high level of betrayal.
That is correct.
Yet, he was not detached. He continued with the struggle. And come next year, the Scottish people will decide their fate. So, director, I have another issue to mention here, the issue of the transmitter.
Go ahead.
Please, no matter what it will take you people, our people here are not informed. They said information is power. He who is not informed is deformed. Our people need to be consultized. From the part of the headquarters of the Zoological Republic, I'm telling from now, people consider me as a public enemy. Even our Igbo brothers, they don't know what is called Biafra.
Yes.
Some of them do not have internet connectivity. They are not connected to internet. They don't know what is Biafra. And the only way they can get to know what Biafra is and what you can do with the Biafra is by having the transmitter here in Nigeria. So I don't know. You people should do whatever it takes. You people are actually doing wonderful work. But far from it, the struggle is not for you people alone. The people in the Gavran region must be carried along. Because for now, it is a peaceful struggle. What if it turns out to be violence? In other words, if crisis becomes imminent, it therefore becomes the responsibility of people at home to mobilize themselves and fight back the enemies. And again, director, our people from the so-called Niger Delta, I read what Asare Dokubo, the press briefing conference here in Kabul. Director, am I online?
Yes, you are. The world is listening to you. Go ahead. If you're not, I will tell you. We are listening attentively. Please, go ahead.
All right. Hello?
We are listening to you. I can assure you we are listening. I don't know if your airtime is running out, but we are listening, and your voice is clear.
All right, Director. So please, if people can do more by trying to conscientize mostly these people from the so-called Niger Delta area, because we can't keep them out of this struggle.
But we're doing so.
Even if Asare Dokubo is talking, he's talking on his based on as an individual person. But we can carry the struggle. We can carry the struggle far a little bit ahead by going into what is called grassroots mobilization. We can mobilize that. We can conscientize the traditional rulers who attend in the 60s and 70s was part of the struggle. We can go into what is called grassroots mobilization. So that by the time this transmitter is ready, they all would have known what is and what is coming up. What is coming up very soon, so that we don't have a condition where we are fighting, the monster, and we have more people within us again to contend with any house that is divided against itself. Director, I am sorry. You know what that means.
Yes, but you cannot stop enemies from emerging, because as I said before, the Biafra land is the kingdom of heaven on this earth. So devil will not allow it to come up. So Lucifer will also raise his own army from amongst our people to stop the work that we are doing. We are not alone in this. When Ben-Gurion was trying to establish, fighting very hard with the Haganah leadership to establish the state of Israel, there are some right-wing so-called Jewish Orthodox followers or practitioners in the United States, especially around New York, that disagreed, that said to Ben-Gurion and Haganah leadership, why are you trying to recreate Israel? We are waiting for the Messiah. When the Messiah comes, the kingdom of God will be restored in Israel. But they did not see that their own kind were being slaughtered, or what Hitler was doing to them or did to them. They didn't see it. Do you know what they did? These people, rather than support Ben-Gurion and Haganah, defeat the British and then the Arab world, they decided to use the money they contributed to go and buy arms to come and fight their own people. Not to go and fight those killing their own kind, but to come and fight their own people. So I am aware of that. I know that our people, there are some people that are also on Facebook, they will go and try to stop us. They cannot stop the enemy, they will come to stop us. We know that. But we'll kill them. We know who they are. We know who they are. And as Clinton said, when the time comes, we'll hunt them down, all of them, one after the other. Then they will know how serious we are. We know who they are. We know who they are. We'll come after them. We say it so that you know that we don't fight like cowards. We tell you what we are going to do before we do it. So when it happens, you will say it's a coincidence. We will go after all of them. They are not fighting Boko Haram. They are not fighting the Nigerian government. Radio Biafra is the only institution in the world attacking Nigeria every day, fighting this very struggle, changing the minds of our people in the so-called Niger Delta areas. Look at how Asare is speaking. Where did he get the language from? Go and listen to Radio Biafra, you will hear it. Our people do not understand. Instead of them to come and say, we have sinned, please let us back in, we have offended, allow us to come in, they are busy trying to fight us, and I ask them to bring it on. The more of them there are, the greater the glory. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue to transmit to the world. I am going to Skype now. The caller on Skype, you will give us your name and where you are.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Churchill calling from Jamaica.
Dr. Churchill from Jamaica, you're welcome to the program. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, thank you very much, Director. I'm happy to be amongst you today. I want to thank greatly and immensely and the rest of the editorial board, Barrister Imam Mizu, Carol Monde, Uche Mefo, and Ikechukwu Enyago, and the rest of others. I just briefly want to contribute on the news of today. As regards to Asare Dokubo's statement, Yes, it is not a surprise that he's realizing right now, but there is a lot of things he still needs to know. When he was arrested in Benin Republic by the gendarmes, nobody knows the reason for his arrest. He himself doesn't know the reason for his arrest. Even after the investigation and everything, he doesn't know the reason for his arrest until Goodluck Jonathan intervened and he was released. You know, and came back to Abuja before he realized that he was arrested in connection with Boko Haram, which is being mediated, the arrest being mediated by the Hausa Fulani oligarchy, because they want to put him away. They want to put him away from 2015, because he has declared that if Jonathan did not win, there would be bloodshed. You see, now that he has now realized the situation, he has now come to his senses, and he has now realized what Radio Biafra has been saying, that nobody's consent was seek before the amalgamation of the Southern and Northern Protectorate
in
1914.
Exactly.
And now all these things are coming into his senses. He has now realized the real course he's supposed to follow, and now he is saying, I'm talking about disintegration and dissolving Nigeria after end of this year. He's realizing it. So I'm telling you honestly, as he has known this, this is his working plan. And the same way, Jonathan also is aware of this thing happening. Everybody, the world and all these leaders are listening to Radio Biafra now on daily basis. You can see what happened after Radio Biafra published the account numbers and places of Bola Ahmed Tinubu. 2 days after, member of the House of Representatives sponsored a bill for public office holders to be owning foreign accounts. It's because of the information that the Radio Biafra released. So they are all aware. But just like Barrister Imam Mezu said, Asere Dokubo needs to be well educated, because it's not well educated. The director, you just gave the history, which I am very, very sure he knows nothing about it. He doesn't know anything about that history that you have given. And I wonder if you have asked yourself, why is this people? Look at Governor of River State, Amaechi. Where did he get that name from? Amaechi, what language is that? Look at the president himself, Ebele. Where did they get those names from? It is their parents that give birth to them and gave them. Have they asked themselves question? Where are we? They've not failed to ask. The mentality of oil is just beclouding their real sense of reasoning.
That's correct.
You see, and that is very, very erroneous. And this high time they come, because Asere Dokubo this time around have to learn from the predecessors, the leaders that have come from that area before, and how they regretted all their acts, all their decision, all their move during their dying days. And he shouldn't make that mistake or mislead the people of Biafra towards thinking that they are from entity or another place where they don't belong.
That is correct. I agree with you.
And we are welcoming them back home. We are brothers. Answer the same name. Right here, in this place where we are working, the people from South are all answering Igbo name. Okori, Emeka. You see? So I quite agree with Barrister Imam Mezu. If there is any way, any form, message could just be passed. You understand? If there's any way, message could be sent to him, so he'll come to his senses. I know this is the right time, because, see, Radio Biafra movement is a march. Nothing is stopping us. We are getting there. Sooner or later, it will just happen. So I really congratulate you. I really thank all of you, all the great deal of things you are doing for us, all people of Biafra, and by God's grace, we are going to get the blessing. And again, just like the last caller mentioned, there is always a temptation, enemies,
people, even from within Biafra, coming to disrupt the good work that God has started. If you look at what happened to the people of Israel when they were sojourning, when they have been persecuted in the land of Egypt, when God raised Moses to go and deliver his people from the land of Egypt, his people were even rebelling against God. Even with all the signs and wonders Moses was doing, even after the 10th plague, even when they reached the Red Sea and they see the Egyptian warrior, they still rebel against God. So it is not a surprise that these things will be coming up now, even amongst within us. But I just thank God, Director, for your understanding. I thank God for the strong heart you have. I see you as the Moses of our time as far as Radio Biafra is concerned and Restoration of Sovereignty of Biafra is concerned. And please, I pray that you continue with this, your strong faith, and don't let anybody, any human to pull you down. With whatever form, gossip or whatever, never you listen. Because all those people will still fall by the wayside and see and face the punishment of their evil deeds when the time comes. Thank you very much, Director. I think that is what I wanted to contribute. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You have spoken very well today. You have spoken very, very well. We don't want to sing our own praises, but sometimes when our people are thick-headed, they pretend they don't know, we must shout it, not just sing it. We scream it out loud so they understand. Without us, Nigerian government would not have moved to legalize looting, which is what they did. Without us today, Asare Dokubo would not be talking about splitting up the entire zoo. They were fighting for resource control before. Have you forgotten? Today, what are they fighting for? Separation. We said it, and we are marching on. Nobody can divide our people unless our people wants to be divided. We are autonomous already. Nobody should tell us. We know what to do. Everybody will be in charge of their area and their resource. People love oil more than they love common sense. Take all the oil and drink it. But brothers will be brothers, sisters will be sisters, cousins will be cousins, and uncles will be uncles. That's what we are saying. Everybody will be on their own. Before the white man came, did we invade anybody? Did we come to take anything that didn't belong to us? Because we are peace-loving people. We are the children of the light. We don't condone darkness. That is why we abhor evil on Radio Biafra. We tell you to your face, you did bad. That was why we dissolved the Supreme Council of Elders. A man we love and cherish. He's a good man till tomorrow morning. Nobody's saying that he supported Ngige because of money. No. Ikedife is an honorable man. But we are saying, in terms of judgment, on this very issue, he lacked judgment. That's what we are saying. A vote for Ngige would have amounted to APC coming into our land with it Islam. We tried to convince him, he didn't see that reason. He didn't want it. People didn't know this. He's a man we respect and love very dearly till tomorrow morning. But the Ngige issue was not acceptable to Biafran people. We said no to APC. As simple as that. And that is how it was. And we won. Without us, would they have won so resoundingly? The answer is no. Because the truth is there for all to see. Anybody who feels that there is something Radio Biafra is doing wrong, has done wrong, pick up your phone and call on the air. If we don't pick your call, go to Facebook and announce it and say, I am calling, they didn't pick my call. We will call you back wherever you are. Don't even spend your money. We will call you back. That is why you must keep supporting us. Everybody, if you have any type of card, bank card, you must support us because we need to buy weapons. Let us make it very clear. Unemembo for the Kandena area. We have to fortify ourselves and prepare for battle. Are we children? We don't know what is happening. Or you think when the time comes, God, we leave it in the hands of God. God will bring you guns from heaven to save you. You think Boko Haram can attack Nigerian Air Force and not attack you? Is that what you think? You don't know we need to prepare ourselves and prepare our defenses. Do people don't know that? Is it not common sense? Or you want us to go and break banks and start stealing to be able to afford all these things? We have spent over £80,000 on a transmitter. It's going to cost us more. We need to build a mast at home when we get home. The tallest in the whole of Africa. So that every evening when we broadcast, even people in England will get it at night. That is the scale of our ambition. It will be the largest network broadcaster in the whole of Africa. Do you think we are joking? With a bunch of imbeciles online, chatting and talking nonsense. Talk absolute people. Lunatics. This maybe. People who have smoked goof, ganja. Their brain not intact. Sectioned. They can't be talking nonsense, posting their pictures all over the place as if they are important. Yet they are nothing. If you do bad, we will tell you. If Biafrans are being deceived, we will tell you. Before ourselves, before we deceive you, we'll close down. If you see anything we are doing wrong, please don't inbox me. Come on the air and say it. Can I have inbox, eh, man? Come on the air and tell the whole world. Not to be hiding and talking. Any person found encouraging gossiping. We want people to be discussing how do we save ourselves. Where am I going to volunteer myself? Which unit am I going to serve in? What can I do for my people? Not talking nonsense like a bunch of... Anyway, let's not even go there. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed. Our lines are open. And the telephone number to call should you wish to participate as usual is +44 78 31 308 376. +44 is a UK number. You can send us text messages as well on that, or WhatsApp or Viber, however you want to do it. It's also the same line. +44 78 31 308 376. People are calling us today from the zoo. What is going on? Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Alright, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
My name is Sivano Samana Michael. I'm calling from the zoo of Ibibio land.
You are calling from Ibibio land. Please go ahead, the world is listening.
Thank you. The truth of the matter is that what I want, and I'm going to buttress my facts from the past antecedent based on the first Biafra or civil war.
Yes.
The Ibibio, the Jaws, and the rest that are made up of the Niger Delta have not been carried out. We are in conformity. We are in solidarity with our own brother, the Igbos. The matter is that there is fear that after the struggle might have been achieved, what will be their stake? What will be their own, whether they will be heard or not. So the truth of the matter is that they should be well conscientized that this XYZ, they stand to benefit. This is what, you know, their voice will be more heard than compared to this, and they know, they don't know whether we are united or not, called Nigeria. So the truth, how well are these people conscientized, the Niger Delta people? Because if you look at the map very well, the Igbos, the South East, cannot have a state that is carved out of the Niger Delta people. Are you with me?
Listening, so is the whole world. We are listening attentively to you. Are you Ibibio yourself?
Yes, sir.
Are you Ibibio yourself?
Yes, I'm Ibibio.
Go ahead,
yes.
Please. Go ahead. We are listening. The world is listening. Go ahead, please.
Okay. So what I'm saying in essence is that the Ibibios, the Jaws, wherever they are those, the people, or whatever they call them, must be carried along very well in full, you understand, awareness of the struggle.
Yes.
Because definitely, when we have the Southeast and the South South, definitely a state can do a plebiscite. So when a plebiscite is held, definitely we can achieve our goal. So based on this fact, we must really conscientize these people. I'm totally in support. I'm totally in solidarity. I'm totally part of this movement, and I will stand by it. And So I don't want the fear that happened to my people in the 1966 war to occur. That if it, after the movement has been achieved, they don't want to be neglected. They want to be carried along. So the people of the Niger Delta should be well conscientized. They should be guaranteed a stake in the Biafra nation. Because I see it happening. It is a dream which I know will be accomplished. So definitely, we have to achieve our common goal by a unit.
Your line... Hello, can you hear me? No, the line has gone funny. Maybe it is scrambling. Can you hear me? No, the line has gone funny and is cut off. We have heard what you have said, our dear brother. And perhaps Barrister Mamezu will be able to come in at this point. Barrister, I don't know if you got everything he said. Barrister, can you hear me? Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I heard.
Yes, did you hear everything he said?
Before his line went off. I heard everything, Director. It has never been an issue for the Ibibios. Remember, we have one in Georgia. So it has never been an issue for the Ibibios or the Calabas to support our cause. Now, what we are trying to do now is to get Asare Dokomo and his people to... Remember the man we went to visit, Elder Diopa, who is also from Delta. He is with us. So Asare Dokomo is re-education director. Because we are all the same. And of course, a lot of people that calls Radio Biafra will tell you how much they have learned from you and from especially our traditional heritage, where we emanate from and what we all of us spring from. So, Director, somebody needs to get Asare Dokomo's email. We need to talk to him. If possible, I can speak with him to explain to him to start to stop pursuing shadow and to go for reality. Come with Biafrans. At least he's got his own militant. Steady with their guns around. We are here to acquire our own. Our own is the truth and our transmitter. That is what we have. And with that truth and the transmitter, Director, that is what we are winning, and that's where we will restore Biafra. We are not killing nobody. All Director says is Nigeria, that's who will be brought down. You didn't say you bomb it, just like your 2 days comment. But we bring it down because it has never done us any good.
And Barrister, please be kind to me. Let us take this call. Stay where you are. It's from the zoo. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, I am Pius Ago from Abuja.
Pius Ago from Abuja. This is Radio Biafra and we are in London. Sir. Please go ahead.
Okay, I said, I went on Abuja. You are bit of a court case, I went. So I'm sick, I'm wondering how far out is we have made the court case.
We are not aware of any court case. I'm not aware of it. We know it was adjourned till, was it yesterday or today? Today is the second. So you need to wait for Nigerian newspapers to tell you. We are not aware of anything that happened. All we know is that Nigeria is expiring on the 31st, and we cannot be in court with an expired product.
Okay. Sir.
Okay. Thank you very much. Barrister, you may continue. Barrister, please continue. Barrister, can you hear me? He cannot hear me. He cannot hear me. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, we welcome all of you wherever you are. The time now here is almost 7 p.m. in the evening, isn't it? That's what it is. Or what am I looking at? Is it the time from there? No, the time here now is almost 8. It's almost 8 p.m. in the evening. And we have been on air for nearly 2 hours. And this is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we welcome you as always. We inform you that this is your radio station. You tell us what to do and we do it. People should not be left under the misconception that somehow what we do is from ourselves. No, it's not. People tell us what to do and we do it. Our brother has called to say, approach 1,000 people all over the world, ask them to pay £50 every month. When we started now, they say, but they're asking for money. Are you that stupid? Yes, we do ask for money because this is Radio Biafra. It is running. The idiot saying they're asking for money is paying license fee to BBC, producing Hausa News. How stupid can you be? How daft can you be? Oh, dear Lord in heaven, have mercy on them, on their poor, wretched souls. Poverty we hojo. Opa, obunyonunto. My dear God. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed. We must continue. And we must give you a recap of our headlines this evening. We are presenting to you. Thank you, our dear brother. It doesn't matter where people come from. The same way that I will be treated, I'm from Isiama Faruku Ibeku. It's the same way anybody from anywhere, if you're from Nembe, if you're from Okrika, if you're from any part of Biafra land, the same right I have is the same right that you have. There will be no discrimination of any sort. If one family from Opobo can give us prime minister, president, foreign minister, we'll go for them. There will be no zoning of anything. Everybody will be, every child will be trained, given maximum training that money can buy. Everybody will be seen as equal before God and before man. Any politician, anybody making any utterances, trying to discriminate between people, will be not only be removed from work, but will be jailed. At work in Poro, you'll be jailed. We are one family, and nobody is going to divide us. We can trace our ancestry to one single man. Nobody can divide that family. But we live in our separate homes. Everybody will live where they are. You will not expect people from Akwa Ibom to take resources from Akwa Ibom to come and start feeding other people. No. Use what is on your land, there where you are. If it's agriculture, if it is manufacturing, anything. Everywhere must be productive. Dr. Oge Dozokwe must call us back. We missed his call. He must call us back. Dr. Oge Dozokwe will call us and we'll take his call. Wherever you are, if you are a Biafran, that is all you need. That is your passport. Any day somebody discriminates against you, we want to go to Nsukka. I want to see the vice chancellor of that university when it is renamed. Either Biafran University or whatever it is. To have somebody from Efik Ibibio or Ejo, the vice chancellor. I want to go to a secondary school in Omuanya and they tell me that the principal of that secondary school is from Okrika. Very simple. I don't know what is wrong with our people. What is wrong with us? We are one family. Yes, we live in separate rooms, yes, but under the same roof. That's all. Yorubas cannot win this battle. As long as this radio station is here, Yorubas cannot divide us. That's what they're trying to do. Oh, Niger, what are you going to do about people of Niger Delta? Oh, you're telling me that somebody can come from Yenagoa, pass all those places, you know, to crawl through, almost crawl through Abia to go into Ikota Ekpene and cut us off from Calabar, telling us that Chineke Bokwa Hok Ndiara. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where
Hello.
You are.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, Dr. Director. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Doctor, you're welcome. Let me introduce you. Dr. Oge Dozokwe is one of us. He is one of us.
Actually, what happened is that after the ban from Ibibio, called and said how they can be reassured and carried along. After Pima Mezu finished answering the questions you asked him, I felt that you've not explained, reassured him. But when I heard you, you know, saying how the country in Biafra will run, how every person will be equal, and so on, I felt that you have done justice to what the man wanted to hear. So that's why I cut off. I didn't want to continue calling. But when I had my name announced over the network, I said, okay, let me call back. So thank you very much for the work you are doing. I'm enjoying it a lot. In fact, I do nothing else other than listen to Radio Biafra in the evening. It's quite addictive. And some of my friends I have introduced to Radio Biafra are even becoming more addicted to it than me. And so, I'm very grateful to you, Imam Mezu, Uchemefo, Karomonde, and Ikechukwu Enyeago, and everyone who is working hard for the restoration of the Republic of Biafra. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you very much. Dr. Oge Dozokwe is a gynecologist.
He's a medical doctor. He's one of us. And he is in the UK. He hosted us 2 weeks ago and we had fun. We kept laughing. In fact, it was amazing. And we are looking forward to seeing our dear brother again this coming Saturday. Oh, my God. He had us in stitches all through. I have never laughed that hard in a very long time. Of course, we are in mourning. They're killing our people. We are fighting very hard. And we must continue our work. The caller on Skype will give us her name because I can see your picture and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
And we must continue.
Can you hear me?
The caller on Skype will
give us. Oh, my goodness me. It is unbelievable. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype.
My name is Kenny Obunna and I'm calling from Malaysia.
Malaysians are good people. They are good people. Please go ahead.
I want to enlighten the man that called from the video. Leadership in UK, 1967, he told Gawon to divide us. The only way they can win the war is to divide us. They created Niger Delta and created states, 12 states. This began the history of our division. Gawon and the Yorubas and other Western wars with the European Union, especially Belgium, they say that the Biafrans could not be able to be defeated. Hello? The Biafrans could not be. The Belgians say they won't support the Biafrans because the Biafrans are very productive and can produce anything that man can use to live. So they won't support the Biafran cause. The European Union, some of the countries in the European Union joined them to divide the Biafrans. That's why the war went so very wrong. And our brothers and sisters in Libya, like I myself, my five elder brothers married from the south. None of them married from the southeast. And we are all brothers. All of them bear the same names. I live there. I stay in Port Harcourt. I stay in Cross River. I stay in Asaba. I stay in different parts of those places. We speak the same language. Even right here in Malaysia, where I'm staying, all the people I'm staying with them, they are from Ijaw, from Ibibio. We are all living together. Even in Malaysia, you hardly see an Ijaw man or Ibibio man staying with the Yoruba man. They are all staying with us together as brothers and sisters. The people that divided us are the Europeans and the Hausa and the Yoruba people. They know it. Till today, we have houses there. We have investments there. We have never fight them. We have never killed them. We have never stand against them throughout the history till today. You're not supposed to make such comment. The first vice chancellor of University of Osuka is a man that came from the Ibibio land. The history is there for everybody to go and study so that we will stop all these Yoruba media's clash. The Yorubas are there to divide us. They have nothing to give to offer to us. They have nothing to offer to the country called Nigeria. Nigeria is a man-made creation. So I'm very, very happy that this station is trying to educate our people about our history. And I can't be able to thank you a lot. You have been doing a great work for our race. Only God will reward you. Thanks.
Thank you very much. You have spoken very well, and I acknowledge it. Thank you very much. Other people are working exceptionally hard as well. Barrister Mamez Uchemefo, who hasn't slept now for nearly 5 days in a row, working on Biafra television configuration and all the rest of it. We also acknowledge the work that Carol Monday is doing. We know that Ikechukwu Enyiago is tireless. That is one of the finest decisions we've ever made. To make him the international coordinator, he is working exceptionally hard. And also our dear sister Rita Anebogo and the rest of them. Look at Clifford Iranya. They say we have lobbies in America. I must tell you a story and all of you will laugh. They say we have Biafrans who are lobbyists, that they want to lobby the United States government. We are going to lobby them. We need money to lobby them. Clifford Iranya took Odenigbo's speech. Odenigbo, who is one of our elders, and has been nominated into the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra. He will serve there. He will serve his country. Clifford Iranya took Odenigbo's speech. Put it. This is lobbying the Biafran way. Put Odenigbo's speech on a CD and sent it off. sent it off to Washington. Lo and behold, not up to 48 hours, Boko Haram. Senators, we are calling for papers on Boko Haram all over the place. They were demanding it overnight, contacting us. And what happened? Boko Haram was listed as a terrorist group. Clifford Iranye, in his house in Houston, Texas. Odenigbo, in New Jersey. His speech, say, made on this radio station. That's all the lobbying we needed. But they are going all over the place, printing cards, saying they are lobbyists. Lobbyists with mouth. You have not done nothing. You have not done anything for your country. What you could not achieve in nearly 10 years, Clifford Iranya did in 4 days. And they are still lobby. They are still answering to lobbyists. We must go on. We must go on to report to the world what we are doing and how we intend to make Biafra the land of a very blessed place that everybody is going to be proud of. Give us a name and where you are. The caller on the phone, please. The caller on the phone. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? We have this caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone from China. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? No, they can't. They cannot hear me. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype.
Yeah, my name is Mr. Gift Ota Sivanos.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from India.
Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I want to thank you for the good work you have been doing for people of Biafra and the awareness you have been creating all over the world. God, I want to say God will surely bless you for all your good work and your effort and all your crew for what you are doing, because you people have created a great awareness. Because since I've been in India here, let me say, for the past, I have been in India, this is my 3 years. 2 years ago, I know when I have problem with my Nigeria Union here, because of the kind of politics which the Yoruba people have been playing down here in this country. By then, I have not been listening to Radio Biafra. I declare myself as a Biafra. Since then, nobody, all the Yoruba people, they hate me. Up to now, they're still calling me a Biafra man, which I'm proudly to answer a Biafra man. And when I came across Radio Biafra earlier this year, I was so overwhelmed and my heart was over full of joy that something like this is coming up. And many people back home in Nigeria, some people, my friends are calling me as well. Do you used to listen about Radio Biafra? I say, yeah, we are listening here in India. So you people are creating awareness, educating our people, and also about the guy that called about in Ibibio, that we are not taking them along. I want them to know that we all are up brothers. In Port Harcourt, there is a community called Eche. Eche speak Igbo. Their language they speak is all about Igbo. There is nothing you can, in Eche, they have a local government community called Obibi, Oporo. Many things that, many local government that is in Imo State, they have it in Eche. So they speak Igbo, there is no discrimination. We are taking them along with us because I know that the Hausa people and the Yoruba people, they are trying to demarcate us, trying to put fear that the Igbo people are bad. Even though they are saying that the Igbo people are bad, why are they still, why don't they want to allow us to live in Nigeria? If the Igbo are really bad, the way they say Igbo are bad. They should allow us, okay, go if we are bad. But they don't allow us. They are still keeping us together. I don't know why the people who are Nigerian, who claim they are very educated, they believe that if something is bad, he let that thing to go. If really the Igbos are bad, they should let us go. Because I've been with some Yoruba people here in India and some Hausa people. Some of them are being honest to me. They tell me that, Gift, if we let Igbo people go, Igbo people would be the best in Africa. Because they are well productive, they are well educated.
Hello?
They are well educated. No matter what that Igbo people are bad, but they are the best. They always let me know that. But I don't know why they don't want to let us to go. Because we don't have the same culture. The Yoruba man have different culture. The Hausa man have different culture. We the South people, the Eastern people, the Igbo and the Niger Delta and the Ibibio people, we the same face, the face structure. Like if you go to the Yoruba, if you see their face, some of them have the mark of cat in their face. Some of them, I don't know if you see some Yoruba people that have marked their face.
But stay where you are. Stay where you are. Let's take this call on the phone and see who is there. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. No, they've gone. Please go ahead.
Yeah, like as I was saying, because we don't have anything in common with the Yoruba people and the Hausa people. So I'm begging the world, the United States and the European Union, they should assist us to let us go out from Nigeria because we don't have the same culture. Like today I was reading the news when they were saying, what is it in Maiduguri or where the Boko Haram were killing people. Meanwhile, I know Igbo people might be involved there as well because we travel a lot.
They say when names withheld. Once they say names withheld, you know they're Igbo people. It's very simple. Once they say names withheld, you know they have killed our people once again. At least today, BBC, after we hit them very hard, they are now saying thousands have been killed. The very first time that BBC have used the word thousands have been killed. In this their entire coverage of the crisis in the zoo, they acknowledge it. And we respect them for that, of course. All we are asking them is to live up to their own creed, to be objective. Objective journalism and reporting. When we say it here, people say, oh, but you exaggerate. How can we exaggerate? It is the truth. Eventually it comes out. And people still have the temerity to... In fact, I even blame those who haven't supported us up until now. Some of you go to church every week and waste your money. This is what God wants you to support. This. But for some of you, we say, if you like, you support. If you like, you don't, we'll be free. But mind you that everybody that gave us support, we have the names, so Makadega Mama. Everybody, the names are there. And the book will be published once we get our country. Our children will read it and say, these are the people. So when you come out and lie to your children and say, hey, but we are there, they will tell you, oh, daddy or mommy, but this is the book. Your name is not there. You don't lie. Maybe if I'm dead, you don't lie. If Uchemefo is not there, but Esteban Mezu, other people, you don't lie and say, oh, they missed it out. Or something happened. They were upset. We will tell them. We will tell them the lies you will tell them before you even say it to them. That some of you will lie to your children and say, I supported this struggle. And you will say that the reason why your name is not there is because it was omitted, it was lost when it went to the printers, something happened and your name was... No, you said your name shouldn't be published. Okwashi, okwashi. You are lying. If we don't have your name, you are lying. You're telling lies. And your lies will follow you. You are in Europe, you're in America, it won't cost you much to go to PayPal. It won't cost you anything to walk into a bank as Martin Zanusiem did, other people, or as our brother sent us a check. It won't cost you anything to say, this is for my country. For my country where I come from, you are enjoying life. Do you know how many people died in Germany? How many died in France? How many died in Britain? That you can have your stupid security jobs that you do. Your silly cleaning job that you have, your washing of plates, your kitchen porter jobs, your parcel delivery, your driver job that you have. Do you know how many people died here or in America that you may be free? That is no wonder God sometimes condemns you people to a life of stupidity because you don't appreciate anything good in your life. If you did, you would remember this struggle. You will remember 3.5 million people dead. They went to the court today. Another adjournment. Case not heard. It's not been called up. And they say, now tell us what is the problem. You people will, in time to come, your grandchildren will eulogize Radio Biafra. Not from you people. Because some people are, this present generation is a very wicked, wicked generation. Very, very evil. And that is why God is using Boko Haram to kill us. Because when God wants to punish his children, he will use those around them to conquer them. Our wickedness is what we are seeing with our two eyes. You cannot see good in your life. Never. You will hide and eat hamburger till the day you die. And they will cremate you and bury you through scatter your ashes in America. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello, Director. Good morning, sir. This is Williams Emenike calling from China.
Go ahead. The world is listening. Chinese people are... Not Chinese, but one day China. You people are great in China. Go ahead.
Yeah. I use this opportunity to thank you people who came for Carol Monday and Barrister and so other coordinators all over the world. Director, I just want to ask a very little question.
Go ahead.
Yeah, concerning the man that called from Libya.
Yes.
This new council of elders, is there any of them from maybe you pick from Asaba, you pick from Enugu, you pick from the Rivers, Bayelsa, Akwaibom, this new council of elders, do we have such?
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, I spoke to a First Republic senator today. It's not everything that we say. I spoke to him. They are making contacts with them. They are going to see them. And I spoke to one of our people, an ex-minister for education. You won't believe it. And they are jubilating. You couldn't believe that a lot of our people in Abuja, so-called powerful people, that they have been looking for a way to reach Radio Biafra for a very long time. They are jubilating. But we told them, and as I'll tell them on air, we don't need your money. Go and spread the message and pack your things to leave Abuja because you're coming home on or before April of next year. If you don't come home, you'll be killed there. And when they kill you there, we won't even report it because we'll tell the world that we told you so. So, people, we are doing a lot of work, my dear brother, I believe. Well, a lot is happening. Go ahead.
Okay, so thank you very much for that answer. And you know why Asare Dokubo makes that comment that he made? Because maybe he was chivalrous. You can't blame him. He knows that we Igbos are more dangerous than lions. So why he makes that judgment? He just wants to know what we will say. Not that he don't know. He knows. So, but now that is the question I ask is clarified compared to the man from a video. I think since he is working as normal, it's working normal. So thank you very much for the answer. And I once again greet all Biafrans all over the world. I know that many Judas will be here.
Of course, they are problem. Coming. Many more will come.
Many Judas.
Many more will come.
Yeah.
But we shall confront them. And thank you very much for calling. Any as many Judas as they come, we will defeat them now. We are about to defeat Nigeria. Talk less of a bunch of weasels. We will defeat all of them. We know they will be there because Satan will raise them. Lucifer will work with people to stop us. The way you know they are the children of darkness is that they will never come out in the open. They use fake names. Ask them to come for a debate, they won't come out. Ask them, where do I meet you to discuss this thing that you're talking about, they won't come. That is how you know. That they are children of the darkness, if you listen to them, if you are swayed by what they say, it means you are an agent of Lucifer. Anything you have to say, don't inbox me, you come on air and say it. This is Radio Biafra. We are not like any other. This radio station is not like any other and can never be. We are one, we belong to the same family, and that is how it's going to be, because we are Biafrans. That is not something that will change. We have apologized before in 2009. We will apologize again. The only people we owe apology to is the family of Eyoita. Eyoita, we did them wrong. He's from Calabar. Nnamdi Azikiwe drove him back to Calabar, pursued him away from Enugu, where he was the head of government. When Awolo was sacked, Azikiwe from the Western House. It's not that they started deporting us. Azikiwe was politically deported by Awolowo and Action Group. When a few prominent Yoruba men, especially Adisa Akinloye, cross-carpeted from NCNC to Action Group. A lot happened. Yoruba people, they betrayed Azikiwe. Azikiwe came back looking for relevance and pursued our brother, Eyoita, back. Do you know what Awolowo did? Awolowo immediately traveled to Calabar and said to Eyoita, I told you they are domineering. They will take over your land. Look at them. They came and they pursued you away. And that was why we lost the confidence of our brothers and sisters in Ibibio till today. But we thank God for God's will, Akpabio of Akwa Ibom. He knows that we are one family. Namdi Azikiwe paid very dearly for that. He died a very broken, miserable man. His dream of being the executive president of the country that he founded eluded him. The same thing they did. Exactly. You know, I say history repeats itself. People never hear that, but they don't understand it. Look at PDP and Ekwueme. Who started PDP? PDP today that is producing presidents. Who started PDP? Ekwueme. Who made Nigeria possible? Nnamdi Azikiwe. Did any of them test the presidency? The answer is no, because God doesn't want us to be there. Azikiwe is our brother, Bele, Jonathan. And that is why God has used him to unleash the demon in the Hausa people so that Nigeria will break up. That's it. Any other person going there will pay with his life. We are telling you as a warning today. There's an election in the zoo 2015. Good Lord, is warning they'll assassinate him. The same thing happened to Anwar Sadat. Do you think that these Muslims, they hear one, that because of Atiku's oil, because of their oil interest, you must be mad? It's not that. They will fulfill their promise. We are the last barrier against these people and Quran being dipped in the Atlantic across the entire stretch of West Africa, because we are the children of God. That's how it's going to be. This is Radio Biafra. I must go and see if I can find Barrister Mamezu. I don't know if the barrister is with me or not. Barrister, is it possible for you to confirm your presence, please?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Director.
Go ahead.
Absolutely, because all you said is the truth, only but the truth. For now, Director, all we do is to make sure that our message goes across the world and to reintegrate, re-educate our people, to let them know what they're supposed to. In fact, I cannot wait for our transmitter to go home and be seated so that we can broadcast and talk from the mountaintop. That our people have been too far long denied of their rights, our integrity of life. Our people have been left compromised unnecessarily. You are denied of what you have and then been given a pittance for you to comply upon the little you have been given. This is why our people are not together. This is why our people have been... Can you see how clever and very dicey, cynical the Yorubas are? They sent Zeke home. Zeke went home. I said, sorry.
Eyoita.
I said to him, sorry, you have to go home. The Yorubas have sent me home. The Yorubas went back straight to Calabar and said, look, your people have sent you home. How stupid, corny, slimy these people are. You send Azikiwe home. Foolishly send his own brother home. They say Yoruba man who sent him went behind him and said, can you see your people have sent you home? That is very, very slanderous, slimy, corny.
Yes.
That's what we think. And yet, we are still able. You know, today we are very, very, very forgiving, you know. We are very forgiving. We still trade with the Yoruba. Most of us are born there. We still associate with them. Even some of us, we marry them. Of course, I cannot marry a Yoruba man or woman in any way. Because when somebody undermines your integrity, therefore undermine your whole society. He saw that our brother who called, he's an Akwaibom guy from Ibibio. He says they don't live with the Yorubas.
Barrister, I don't know what is wrong with your line. It's not stable.
Go to Lagos.
Barrister, your line is not stable. You have to call us back. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know what is happening to Barrister's line these days. I do not have a clue as what could be the problem. We are having this problem now. It's not funny anymore. It's becoming too frequent. It's becoming too serious. And it's not very good. We don't like it. And we want this to be resolved as quickly as possible. This is Radio Biafra. Let us go and take more calls. Our lines are open. In case people are wondering, our lines are open. If you want where to call, you know where to call. Let us see. Can the caller on Skype, please, your name and where you are? We have a caller on... I don't know what's going on. Your name and where you are, the caller on Skype?
My name is Amadou.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ukraine.
From Ukraine, please go ahead. Turn the system down. Turn your system down, please. Speak to us through Skype.
Okay, I've done that, sir.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, very well. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a student here. Like, day before we had Igbo deal for new student that's coming to Ukraine. And a friend of mine directed me to him, sent me this site yesterday when I came back. I was very, very happy when I had this. And I just want to congratulate you and tell you thanks for what you're doing.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. And God bless you. You've done well. Go and join them in the Ukraine. You must join them and be part of them. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, my name is Vincent Okechukwu. I'm calling you from Nassau State, Nigeria.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay, the director, I want to thank you in a special way for the work you are doing for us over there. So many people will be asking some silly questions. What are you doing? What are you people are collecting money for? But they don't know that nobody is paying you. And the 4 to 5 hours you'll be on air talking, the headache, the everything, the stress, and all of them. And some people will just invest it with just asking of silly questions. But I know that God will repay them one by one. I'm praying to God on your head that you will continue the work until I achieve our target, that is to resolve the country, the great country Biafra. And our brothers and sisters all over the world, we have to unite them. That's why I'm praying so hard that the transmitter will be restored, will be installed in Biafra, so that we will sensitize our people back home, because their head, their heart, I don't know how to describe their brain has blocked. If you talk about the Biafra, they look at you as I don't know, they will just look at you as a strange person. So that's why we need that transmitter, so that when that transmitter is installed, we will sensitize everybody, we change our ideology, knowing the right thing and do the right thing, not looking at the wrong thing the Zoological Republic of Nigeria is doing, and we enjoy them to do such things. So I thank you and the crew, by Sema Mezu, everybody, Karomonde, and all over the people scattered, all the people of Malaysia, China, Germany, Ireland, and all of them. I pray that all of us we march on with one accord and achieve our aim in restoring Biafra, the great country of God. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and God bless you. You have spoken very well. The transmitter will come. It is going to come. People should not despair or worry about that. It is going to come. This is Radio Biafra. Barrister Mamezu has managed to rejoin us. Barrister, is that correct? Barrister Mamezu. Yes, it's a bit better. Go ahead.
Yeah, because if the Skype, I have to go online. And if the line is not going, then maybe I have to devise a way of getting to you, because probably you think that it's only our network is attacked. You don't know I myself is also attacked. Because when I speak, it goes worldwide, Director.
That is true.
Because you and I stand shoulder to shoulder on this.
That is correct.
So when the line is messing up, do not think that it might come from me. It's from the network. However, what I was saying earlier is this. All we know is that we are with our brothers, the Banke, the Aniocha, people from Ibibio, Efik, Calabar, name them. We are all the same, and that's nothing. Nobody can divide us. Even though I was telling about the Awolowo and how the practice, how dubious and slimy they are. It's like somebody coming to divide you and your brother. It cannot work. Temporarily, yes, it might seem so. At the long run, it will not work. For how many hundred years we've endured all this wicked divide and rule? It cannot work anymore because everybody, the Ghanaian man will tell you that breeze don't blow. We don't see for our nash. So everybody has seen all the wickedness, all the division coming from the Hausa Fulani, Yoruba Boko Haram. It has never worked. If they have deceived them and are giving them a better option, then we will relax. They deceive them. They are victimizing them just like they are victimizing us. So what is the difference? How can you claim that Igbo is different from Calabar when the same wickedness you are giving to Igbo is the same you are giving to Calabar? It doesn't make sense. If you have looked after the Delta people and then you didn't look after the Igbo, then they will say, well, we are different. The Hausas call all of us, namely, the Yorubas call all of us Ajokuta Mamomi. So everything they say is crap, is politics, and we cannot take it any longer. Our people, rise up, wake up, and open your eyes. How long shall you stand aside while you are being deceived? But the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, Yoruba media, now we have Radio Biafra, we cannot be deceived any further than we have already been deceived. All we are doing now is mopping the floor and trying to retrieve for what is left of us. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much, Barrister. This line is a lot better and you shall stay on it. We are coming to you once again for those joining us from London. And the number to call our studio line for those of you that don't have it is +44. And whilst I said that, somebody just called. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. This please, is Chika Nebuka calling from Antwerp, Belgium.
From Antwerp in Belgium, please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I really want to put about all these Yoruba things, because I spent almost 6 years in Kosa Street in Lagos about Yoruba people. I cannot imagine why we have to be thinking anything about Yoruba people. Yoruba people are one of the most wretched human beings I've ever been around with, even here in Europe. I'm just a new person in Belgium. I've lived already maybe 20 years in Holland. In The Hague, 2000, when our World War Doctor tried to come to Europe before was doing New Year Festival, you know, just came out then. I asked my people, why must this lady be involved in the traditional New Year Festival in The Hague? Then when I started the problem, then her entourage was already outside, trying to come inside the way people that were doing the New Year Festival. When I started the problem 2000, the woman didn't come in. She went back to the ambassador. She was then ambassador of Nigeria in The Hague. Then everybody was like attacking me. Why did I do that? Why didn't I do that? Then I explained. I said, my father died in 1999, and I went to go and collect a visa to go to Nigeria. They refused visa. Then I went through Cotonou to went back to Nigeria. And after 4 weeks or 6 weeks, I came back from the barrier, there's the Igbo New Year Festival. Then I stopped everything. But when I talk to talk about all these European things or European nothings, only because we both already so much living in Lagos. When I was in Lagos, Senegal was the owner of our shop in Lagos. After paying bills every year, there are still alliances coming every day. If you drop any goods in
in the street, in the street there, you clearly, they are not doing it to other Yoruba that have shop around Akpabon or Bajumo, but only in Kose Street, where people are selling Kose Street, they're doing most of it, and where people are selling Abada. Then what I thought to make about all these things going on about Yoruba this or Yoruba that is because we both that live in Lagos, mostly we want to live in Ajegunle, they are abroad already terminated. So bad that all the deceiving Yoruba people are doing to Igbo people, even here in Europe, they are still deceiving Igbo people. Because they thought to be around Igbo people, they thought to be good Igbo people, but when they turn around, it's all over. Nothing anymore. But that's all. We don't have to be talking too much about Yoruba people, because when time is right, I know they will be running because they are so afraid of Igbo people when time is right. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you. Thank you, my dear brother, and God bless you. Thank you very much. Let's go to the line again on Skype. The caller on Skype, are you there?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director, this is Ngozi. I'm calling from Ireland. Ngozi, I go from Ireland.
The strong lady herself, please go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yes, I just want to say thank you for all the work everyone is doing over there. God Almighty will continue to strengthen you. Please, I just want to say something concerning the killing that is going on back home. Anyone that is hearing about this thing, because most people, they just have a deaf ear that they don't. They are not concerning what is happening, the way they are killing our people. I was looking on the net today, and I see how they divide people into two. They use knife, cut the head. It's a terrible thing. And anyone that is not listening to this Radio Biafra and that is not interested concerning this Biafra thing, that person is selfish, because it's only somebody that is selfish that is interested in him or herself. Self is what is killing our people. Even when they see the truth, they will not agree to the truth because they are into their comfort zone. They think that there is nothing again happening. They decided to stay in that place without stepping out to see what is happening to other people. And I want to speak about the issue of money. Any avenue that Radio Biafra, any way we can be able to do, any way we can plan for money to be coming in frequently to the brokers, it will be very good, because a lot of people are calling, thousands of people are calling this Radio Biafra. And I believe if everybody is contributing €1, like your brother said one time, that if everybody can contribute to a £1, that it will go a long way. Any avenue that we can get any money from anybody, time has come when we have to tax people. When we have to call the names and say, we need such amount of money from you, because this is the only way we can do it. Because if you left our people and say that we are not going to beg them, I'm telling you, they will sit down there. They are not going to come out, no matter what. But if we start now to tell them, we need this from you, we need this from you, then anybody who did not respond, we know that, yes, that person is not interested, because we can't continue this way. We need this money. Because the only thing that can help us the more is our transmitter going home. And when the broadcast starts, it will bring us more supporters. And before that thing will happen, we need money to take it home. So it's time for us to start calling people names to bring money. Since the money is still the problem we are having right now. And we are just starting. This is just the beginning. So if we are just like this now, what is going to happen? There's so many other things, like you are mentioning, that is still have to be done. What are we going to do if we cannot be able to help to put this transmitter down? And this transmitter is what is going to help us. It's a great weapon we have now if we can put it on the ground. So that is about that. We have to start taxing people, if possible. If Radio Biafra is going to do it that way, I think that would be fine, because some people are paying monthly anyway, but it's still not enough. It's not enough. So we have to go extra mile, getting money from people. If you go to church, you see how they will use their word, their eloquent word, and they bring money out of the people's pocket. So we have to do it in Radio Biafra, if that's what they want. Because all of them are sitting down in their houses. They don't care what is going on back home. So please, we must attend to that. And the, another thing I want to say concerning the our brothers from Deltas, from River State, from Port Harcourt, there is no way somebody will not know where he come from, no matter. We know ourselves. We know that we are brothers. No matter what these evil people are doing to divide us, we still know that we are one. So I'm just pleading to every one of them, those who has already come out, the avenue that we can reach those people who are still doubting. They can speak to in the language, their dialect, they will understand, talk to their people that are home, that they can be able to come out. And they will, because if we are together with data, all of them that are from east, south, south, and southeast, if all of us are together, there is no way we are not going to get victory concerning this Biafra. So I just pray that everything is going to work out by the special grace of God, because you are doing a marvelous work over there. For you, for Biafra to radio Biafra to come on air is amazing. I never expect that such a thing will happen, even though that we are praying, but I never know it will come so soon like this. So, and I give God glory for it. And another thing I want to say, I want to talk about the women. Our women are still sleeping. Because the rent men are coming up in this. Our women are still down, sitting down. They don't want to come out. I don't know what is the problem. Somebody knows that white is white and is trying to tell you, are you sure it's white? I don't know what else you will. I don't know how you will explain it again. How will you explain that white is white when you have already seen it yourself that it's white? So I don't know what is wrong with our women. We have to come out. We have to come out, because I know women, when they come out for something, it's different. They will put all their strength, all their might in that thing, and that thing will yield fruit. So please, I'm begging every woman in Ireland, wherever you are hearing my voice, I have contacted so many people. I have forced them to listen to Radio Biafra, but some of them are not interested. They think that they are okay where they are. But it's not like that. So please, our women, I'm begging you, you have to come out. Remember, someday, even though you decided to die here, your children might be looking for their home someday. So you have to come out and support this movement. It's very important. Sometimes I want to cry because it pains me a lot how somebody will see the truth and ignore the truth. It's so, so hard. So please, I'm begging all the women, and I want to thank our Sister Ngozi Madu, our European representative. She's doing very well. I just want to thank her, and I want to thank her Sister Rita. She's doing well. I just pray that God will continue to strengthen them in the work they are doing, and every other person that is working tirelessly to this movement, that God will help us. We need money. Biafra people, you are hearing me. I'm screaming now. We need money. Whatever you can do, don't sit back. You have to do it. If you can pay monthly dues every week, everything in this Europe is weekly. It's not even monthly, it's weekly. Whatever you can give weekly is accepted. Please, we need money. I pray that God will continue to help us and strengthen every one of us. But most of all, may the Lord bless Biafra. Thank you very much, my brother.
Thank you, and may God bless you. Thank you very much. We have a caller on the phone. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, yes, David Delong.
Yes, go ahead.
I just want to add to what this our sister just said.
Yes, turn your system down, please. Turn it down. Turn your system down. I can hear it. Go ahead. Can you turn your system down, please? Turn it down.
I will turn it down.
Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to add to what our sister just said. It's very amazing. And you know, when women enter in such an organization like this, you know what they would have to do. So I just want to support her for what her does. You know, all the coordinates, all the zones we have in different states or different countries. I think what we have to do is the coordinate over there to add to know how we are going to contribute much concerning this issue of our transformer going back home. So it's very it's very good for us to make much contribution concerning that. If it is £5, if it is any amount or so ever, to see that this transformer goes home. So it is very, it's pertinent to know that this thing is very important, because everyone throughout the whole world who has had all this, what is happening in the north, and what has happened, what is happening today, and what is going to happen tomorrow, should know he has not to relent his or own effort to do what he has to do. So the most important thing for us is to make such contribution in different zones, in different angles, our coordinators, different places in all over the whole world. So have to do, know something have to do, no matter how little it will be, so that we'll transport our transmitter downhole. So
and we clear it as well. And we have to pay double because it is clandestine clearance. We say nobody can stop it anyway. So we need to clear it. We transport, I don't know, is it when we transport it and it gets to Lagos, we then start saying at Lagos, please give us money to clear it. We clear it, we then say, oh, please give us money to transport it. Give us money to offload it. Our people, how are we going to you expect people to be able to reason. As our sister said, but you go to church every blessed weekend and you contribute. Yeah. But there is no church greater than building Biafra. It is God's own kingdom. You are building his church. So what else are you looking for? What is your problem? I keep asking people. Is it when Boko Haram are coming against us, we'll be looking at them, saying, oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We need to defend ourselves now. We have to do something. We need to prepare our people who are on the ground. They are waiting. They are impatient. They are waiting, for goodness sake. We know what to do. We need the support. Or do they want us to go and meet politicians who would then tell us what to do? What do they actually... Kenyan Deba Nature, for goodness sake. What do they want? What is it that they're looking for? I don't know. Please go ahead. Can you hear me?
I'm hearing you.
Go ahead.
So, I want to thank you for your effort, all your effort you have been doing. This is not easy. It's not so easy. It is somebody who has committed most of his time to save the soul of the Biafra from the zoo, which we are in here now. So that is a terrible issue. So we have to continue. I have to thank you so much for all your efforts and all your our brothers, Iman Mezu and other people. Karumonde and other people. I have to thank you. Thank you all people. God will bless you. You will never lose. In fact, I don't know what I have to say about you. God will continue blessing you all the days of your life. In fact, I thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bandiabra. Thank you for calling. This is Radio Biafra. We are commencing our descent. Barrister Iman Mezu will come back to me and he will start our conclusion for this very evening, wherever you have listened to us from, that this is Radio Biafra. It is your radio station and you must support it. Those saying that we are asking for money, they did not tell you that if they don't contribute towards BBC, they go to jail. They don't tell you that, do they? They fine you. You go to court. BBC don't beg you to pay. You must pay. If you don't pay, you go to court. If you refuse to pay, you go to prison. They didn't tell you that, did they? Is there any work BBC is doing that is greater than what Radio Biafra is doing for our people? Barrister Iman Mezu, are you there?
Yes, Director, I'm here.
Please go ahead.
We have gone halfway down. Where do you want me to start from, Director?
And we then, of are course, descending. We I'll must come. Inform our people that it is incumbent upon them to support this radio station and the work we are doing. We are launching a TV as well. They must support it. They have to. Every week, no longer every month. Anything you have every week is not difficult. PayPal is there. Our account details are there. You go and do it. We have things to do. We have many, many things to do. Many. We have to fly our elders to go and see countries, to lobby them. Are they going to swim to that place? We need to fly them.
Director, I've heard you. Let me take it from you, from so far where you stopped. Director, you know that whenever you are doing a project, it's always having problems. But remember, we are now at the tail end of our project. It will succeed, for it has succeeded so far. Remember, our people paid over 80,000, Director. They don't have to pay the same 80,000 to take this home. They will, because I believe
it in my people. I rely on them, Director, that we are very, very resourceful and we are very resilient in everything we do. Our people will see us through those who believe in us. Hearing from our sister who come from Italy, women are gradually coming up, Director. Somebody was saying to me, why can't we take this direct to Calabar? I said, it's not going to be easy. It's only Dangote uses Calabar. And an Hausa man using my own land to do his own shipment of cement. Our people, we have to be fast, quick, and stop all this rubbish. We have to stop it because the Hausa, Northern Origeti have taken us for a ride. Our people have suffered everywhere, economic hardship, financial hardship, social hardship. We have been killed, kidnapped, deprived, punished. What else? Anybody who is thinking of supporting the SEC, Hausa Fulani Yoruba Boko Haram, I don't know any other cause I can place on you other than for God to place the most endemic problem onto you and your family. Anybody who believes that Biafra should carry on suffering after we have been killed, massacred, still being killed as we talk, because we've witnessed you and your family and everything you believe in, because you believe in money rather than your own people. You believe in cash, in betrayal. You believe in sabotage for the blood of your people being shed and still being shed as we talk. Our people, how long shall you keep quiet and take pittance, penny, for the betrayal of your own blood? It's a big shame that the Igbos in particular, I will not say the Biafrans, the Igbos in particular love money. They love money as to sidetrack and sideline their people for the sake of few cash that you are not taking to your grave, for the sake of buying the best car. But where does all this take you to? The book of Matthew says, how, what will it profit a man to gain all the bits and pieces of this world and then you lose your soul? You sell your people. We had Ifajuna them. And we thought that the years and days of Ifajuna are gone, not knowing that we are still experiencing them even as I talk. Of course, many of them will still come, but all of them will be put down. We put down because in Biafra, we will have a martial law. Where if you betray your brother or your sister, you'll be gone. Because we can no longer tolerate one single soul of Biafra being lost. No single soul, anybody from Biafra land, be you Ijo, be you from Anioma, Aniocha, be you from anywhere, anybody that kills you, we, the Biafrans, will look for that person, hunt the person down, jail you for the crime, atrocity you've committed. For now, Biafrans have been killed. Nobody asks. Nobody looks for them. Nobody defends them. No authority talks about the Biafrans are dead, lost. Tomorrow, many more will die. All we are doing here in Radio Biafra is for you to support us. Give us the ammunition. What ammunition? Support us. Produce your money. Just like when they tell you in the church, sow seed, sow this. You are sowing seed in the church. Your brothers and sisters have been killed in the north. What bloody seeds are you sowing in the church? Sow it in your people so that your people could be saved, be brought back from the north and reinserted into the African land. This is all we're asking for. But however, I still have to thank you, those who contributed for the transmitter. I say thank you. We cannot forget what you have done whilst we still ask for more. Because this is an endless journey until we get to Biafran land. Once we reach Biafran land, we will not ask you to pay a penny anymore. Because our land is rich, fulfilled for all of us to eat and eat for the next and next and next generation to come. We have money. We have the proceeds. We have the food. We have the oil. We have the natural gas. We have all the natural resources. We also have the dexterity our hands to make things that God produced and left in our own lands. Our people, shall we be talking and having headaches? My sister says she doesn't want to cry. But it's the moment I've cried on air before because of my people. We have been killed, punished. And those who are killing us are all repented. They are no remorse. They don't care. They are still prepared to kill tomorrow. APC is coming to Anambra. APC is already in Imo State. APC is already in Ebonyi State. We have our brothers joining Islam. This is a big shame that you are joining those who are killing your people. You kill my brother and then you give me money. I use the money to build upstairs. Drive the best car. What is my conscience accepting money from the same person killing my own brother? What is it? What is the game? And the northerner, Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, and they started killing us. The reason why they are killing us, let me repeat to my brother and sister everywhere, is because we are bigger in number. They thought that they will reduce our population. Our population is irreducible. We cannot be reduced forever. The more you kill us, the more we produce. How long have we been killed? We are number are still higher. More, despite that, average northern man or woman live in a home of 20 to 35 wives. An average man of Biafrans, at most, they marry two or marry one. We still produce more than what they are producing. So the best thing they can do is to keep killing us so that they will reduce us in number. Almost all the people in the north are all senators. In every village, you'll find about 10 senators. But in Imo State, you can only get one senator. In one single Adamawa, they produce 10 senators. This is why the new argument they are talking about conference. He said, how can a Delta man produce one senator or two senators when they themselves should produce 20? That they do is a game of number. How can you do a game of number to something that belongs to me? Something that belongs in my own land. You want to produce 20,000 Hausa senators, then I produce one simply because you are higher than me in number. In number in your wicked acts, so that you carry on killing. You want to gain power at all costs. Babangida says, Babangida 2015 or Nigeria died. Let it die! Babangida, let it die and you die with it. An old man, you are nearly 80 something years. You still want to rule. Babangida is supposed to check in and stay in his poultry farm and retire forever. All of them, they are 90-something. Nigeria is the only place where you find the oldest man leading the country. If they will lead that country in peace, that is fine. But they are leading and killing the commoners. Somebody else got money. You are killing the person. What are you killing the person for? Allow them to die in their poor and wretched life. You are still killing them regardless that they are not taking even the money from you. The people you are killing are not challenging you. They are not confronting you. They are not affronting you. But you are still killing them. What is it there that we should stay in that bloody country called Zoo? Other people call it Nigeria. What are we gaining? But I leave this in the conscience of the Biafrans. The Igbos in particular who like money. Who like money? To betray your brothers and sisters, it shall be all of you. Those who partake in this, may you not see the better tomorrow. Since what you think we are doing here, we are wasting time. All of us, you go to bed and sleep. They are killing your people in Sokoto, Zamfara, Kaduna, Kafanchan, Kano. Your people are telling us, why are we all over this place? Because our land has been decimated and we are all displaced. That's why we are all in different places. Yorubas are converging in one place. The Northerners are converging in one place. Only the Biafrans and the Igbos in particular are all over the world. Why? Because their land is very hot. They have not been allowed to stay in their land and rule themselves. And tomorrow we are told that what we are reaping is what we are sowing. Nobody is paid the salary of those who are teaching the children. The Northerners are there singing song. Of education minister trying to educate the Northerners. You cannot educate somebody who doesn't want to learn. It's like buffing a pig and ask the pig to go and sit in an office. The pig will go back to where it belongs to. Luga did us a very big disservice by bringing us outside Europe together and asking them to ruin us. When in education we are higher than them, in technology we are higher than them, in manner we have more than them. but we are put together for the sake of them, picking what they want, which is the same oil that they are relying on, and waiting until then when the war breaks out, then they will come and start supplying, because they themselves love blood sucking, because they make ammunition. They cause a sedition and say, you guys fight. They will supply their own ammunition at the end of the destruction. They are the same people who will come in, how much it will cost you to rebuild your nation. Shame on all of you who believe in sucking the blood of the sufferers. Somebody is suffering. You are sucking his blood or her blood. What benefit? And then tomorrow we take the Bible. May God help our soul. May God redeem our soul. Redeem your soul when you die. I want to redeem my soul when I'm alive. If I'm dead, I'm dead. I'm gone. I'm gone away. Nobody should preach to me about when I die, I will receive salvation. Because there's nothing like salvation. I don't want anybody out there in church who come and read and say, but it's a man message. What are you talking about? Redemption? There is none. The goodness is in this world. Whatever you do, you reap it here. If you do good, you reap it here. If you do bad, you get it here. Nobody should come and tell me to forgive those who are killing me, and then when I come to the next world, if at all there is any. All these things are hogwash. The Bible was brought to us to brainwash all of us, and we believe in one God, and the Muslims are killing our people. They don't believe in God themselves. All they believe in the God that soak and drinks blood. Director, I think I've said enough. I'm getting headache because I'm angry. God bless those who are able to get through, and those who are not able to get through, tomorrow is another day. God bless the Africans. Director, thank you.
And good God night. Bless you too. Thank you very much. You have spoken very well, very eloquently. This is Radio Biafra. We are bringing our proceedings to a close. But before we do so, we have the name of the man. And thank you, Onyema is our UK coordinator. Thank you very much. That goes to show he's listening and he's very agile. If you like, you can Google this man. His name is Dr. Augustine Esogbue. Esogbue, E-S-O-G-B-U-G-B-U-E. Dr. Augustine Esogbue is the man's name. The first African to sit on NASA's advisory committee, safety advisory committee. He is the person who decides when the space shuttle goes up or not. He is an Igbo man. Oil did not put him there. Crude oil did not give him the brain with which to perfect his profession to warrant him to sit on NASA's safety advisory board. NASA in the USA. We don't need oil to survive as a people. In fact, oil makes you very lazy. Every day you sit down waiting for allocation. Like a primitive village man sitting down waiting for allocation. Your mates are developing, inventing things, developing in goat biotech. Go to all, everywhere, see what is happening. People are going to space. People are looking for new life in Mars. You're busy sitting down like an idiot waiting for allocation from oil to come to you. I feel sorry. Thank you, Onyema, for sending this to us. That's the name of the man. It's Dr. Joe. You see, no Yoruba person can get there. Or talk less of Hausa. Where? How can you get close to NASA? Is it possible? The answer is no. Dr. Augustine Esogbue. People are telling us, you want us because of our oil. You must be sick in the head. This is you, okay? Looking for you for your oil. What oil is that? Does Japan have any oil? Or any of other civilized countries for that matter? If you are civilized, you are civilized. If you are primitive, you are primitive. Oil will not change the equation. What can make your life better is your ability to master your environment and adapt it to suit your needs. That what you export outstrips what you import is as simple as that. That you manufacture at least 50% of what you consume locally. Very simple economics, not very difficult, very simple. That is where they have lost. And that is why Biafra is going to be monumental. Thank you very much for that, Onyema. We thank you very much. Let us see other people that may have sent us messages. Somebody here, his name is Felix Obijiako. Yes, he told us about a party, a very big party of Old Olu Union happening somewhere in Tottenham over the weekend. We'll tell our coordinator here to organize his people to make sure that we go there to leaflet them. This is from Azubi K. Maybe it's from the United States. He's saying, Director, our people now have a defeatist mentality. It is a pity. Of course, I agree with you. We are here to change all of that. That is why Radio Biafra exists. That is from Azubi K from the U.S. Thank you very much for that. This is who's writing this. No, you didn't put your name. If you don't put your name, we cannot read out your message, please. My name is Stephen Nchezo. Please ask the guy to SMS me the meeting place I want to attend. I don't know the meeting that you're talking about, but Stephen Nchezo, thank you very much for writing to us. Sent us a text message. Who else is here? Some also sent us messages on Skype, which we shall endeavor to also read. I think about two or three of you sent us messages on Skype. This is from, your name isn't here either. Do you give us your name? I don't think so. Do you? No, we can't see any name here. When you write to us, you give us your name. You're writing from China. Hello, Director. I buy the idea of this man from Germany. If we can get 1,000 people across the world to who is willing to give $30 or $50, please pass this information to all coordinators for them to pass to their members. Of course, it's a very good idea, and we shall do so. When next you write to us, please endeavor to put your name there. This is also via WhatsApp. Who is this person? Please put your name next time. Hello, good day, sir. I'm happy to be listening to Radio Biafra now. I have found out that I have a home. I have spent years in China. I pray not to go home because I have no home in the zoo. So I am now happy to see my people come together as one Biafra. Thank you very much for that. He's writing from China. We acknowledge all of you that wrote in. Especially most people from China are sending us WhatsApp. Yes, we are on WhatsApp. We are also on Twitter. The Twitter campaign kicks off tomorrow. Please, you must try as much as you can to open a Twitter account. And you must also follow Radio Biafra. It's very easy. To follow Radio Biafra is you go to @RadioBiafraLive, you click, and then you start following Radio Biafra. So you can retweet a lot of the stuff that will be coming out of Radio Biafra later on today for us, or later on, yeah, it has to be early hours of the morning, a few hours from now. Thank you very much, all of you. Those of you that also sent your messages via Skype, we welcome that as well. We don't have time to read those out, but please remember that you are very special. We are one, the former Eastern region, the same territory that Ojukwu declared as Biafra is what we are going for. Only this time around, we add Idoma as well, but there was a statement that Paul Onongo made. Paul Onongo is from Idoma. Paul Onongo made a statement which is not acceptable. Paul Onongo is a member of the Northern Elders. Therefore, they have to make up their mind. We leave Idoma for now. Idoma has to make up its mind where it wants to belong. And then we see where we go from there. They are not originally part of us. We came together, but they are not part of us. Our progenitor Eri did not give birth to whoever came afterwards. They adapt our culture. They look like us. They have the four market days, yes, that is true. And we want them to come along if they want to. Come along, they are free to do so. But we are saying that they are not originally part of the family. We know who our family are. We are in Bayelsa. We went to Owerri. We went to Arotuku. From there, we went into Ibibio. And from there, Efik was also created. And we come from Akukunri itself. Once again, thank you very much for listening. We are back again tomorrow. You must continue to spread the message. You must continue to tell people. You must also support Radio Biafra financially. Yes, you must support us. We have a transmitter to send home. We need to take our engineers down there. We need to install it. We need to turn it on. We have our TV coming. We need to equip our boys to protect us. They are waiting. They are getting very bored. If we don't do anything for them, they will leave camp where they are and disintegrate. We don't want that to happen. We need your help to be able to sustain this campaign. It is very, very important. We don't talk. We do things as well. On the ground. Please try and do so. It's not very difficult. PayPal is there. You can even use Radio Biafra. If you have a PayPal account, go into your PayPal account and use Radio Biafra studio number. You can use our email address. You can go and say, please send this
XYZ amount to this telephone number. And PayPal will contact us and we'll take it on from there. So it's not too difficult. Once you have a PayPal account, it's very easy. If you have a debit or a credit card, you can walk into any bank in Europe or in America and pay money in and it will come to us. With that money, we can't do anything. I'm very sorry to say, I know we suffered, Kwashioko, a lot of us suffered as a result of it. Without funding, we cannot buy what is needed to prosecute this campaign. Thank you very much for listening, wherever you may have been. That this is Radio Biafra. We remain incorruptible. And we are saying from now till thy kingdom come that people will remember this radio station. And as Barrister Mamezu said, all of you that made our transmitter acquisition possible. You are all great people. Chukwu Abiama will bless each and every one of you. But for now, we reaffirm our belief that Biafra is our religion. Here on this radio station is where we worship. And Chukwu Abiama, the only true God, Okike, creation we call him, is our God. He will bless, guide, and sustain each and every one of you. But more importantly,
Land of the rising sun, we love and cherish. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes, through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious, our trumpets pealing the Oh, hail Biafra.